Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we welcome you. We couldn't quite welcome you as much as we would have loved to last night because of the very wretched and pathetic nature of events in Igbo land. But today, after much reflection, we have decided to continue this very broadcast, not minding what may befall these people who have refused very steadfastly to listen to reason, to react to their instincts, which is to self-survive, and also to seek their emancipation from the abominable zoological republic. We are here later than scheduled this evening. But nonetheless, we are here. We must apologize. We have been traveling, and that is the reason why we were unable to come to you at the appointed time of 8 p.m. Although left alone to me, I did not have it in me to wish to continue to serve a people who don't deserve to be served, a people who are being humiliated and they keep quiet, a people who are being insulted and they keep quiet. The only time they find strength or energy is when they want to fight themselves. You see them, they're very, very strong. They're very resolute. When it comes to Hausa Fulani, they are paralyzed. They are weak. They are powerless. They cannot do anything. Such docile, imbecilic people, I do not wish to be a part of them. That four Hausa men can hold an entire village to ransom is something I never thought I would witness in my lifetime. But it is happening, not just any other place, but where I come from. Because we have compromised ourselves, we are bereft of any shred of honor, we lack integrity, there is no meaningful disposition about our collective personalities or even individual personality. There is absolutely nothing. That is why Hausa can insult us with impunity. That is why they can disgrace us. That is why they can seek to kill us. And that is why nobody gets arrested for killing an Igbo person. Nobody gets arraigned or tried for deporting them. This level of nonsense has got to stop. If our people do not stop it, then there is no way we can continue to serve them. The time has got to come when we need to draw a line in the sand and say, beyond this point, no more. It is either we have come out ourselves individually and collectively to make sure that Biafra comes, or we've simply gone sit down and rest. And stop yapping all the time. This is Radio Biafra. I will not welcome anybody, but in case you're joining us for the very first time, this is the platform where we preach the gospel of the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. This is the very platform through which and by which Biafra will be restored in truth and honesty. The reason why we are being humiliated at this very day is because our people are not honorable enough. It is because men are no longer men. They have turned to women. They have turned to gossip. That is what happens. When you do that, you have Hausa men in the Nachin Nama. They will come in and they will impose their laws against you. And there is nothing you or anybody else can do about that. Not minding all these challenges. Not minding all these gut-wrenching episodes and incidents taking place in Biafra land. I must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. If at all there are genuine hardcore Biafrans left anywhere on the face of this planet, we welcome them. If at all they are worth welcoming. Because I feel very, very ashamed. I am ashamed. Sometimes I don't know how to motivate you people. Sometimes I don't know what to tell you so that you can rise from your collective mental stupor and paralysis and do something about the dishonor of your land that is happening at this very precise second as I speak to you. Those I have time for are the volunteers. Those of them I need back home from Senegal and from UAE. The time has come for us to start work in earnest. I don't think that broadcasting anymore is enough. It is not enough. The people that we are preaching to, those of them that we are seeking to change, I honestly do not think that they are worth preaching to. I don't think they are worth anything at all, to be honest with you. And all we can do is to wake up in the morning with one topic of gossip and we yap all day and all night. Awosa, in case you don't know. Humiliating us. Insulting us by the day. They are in Delta in Ibuzo. They are raping our women. They are defiling our daughters and our land. And what do you do? Apart from yapping every blessed day. You have access to a very cheap phone. And all you can do is you gossip. The men and their women. Disgraceful and shameful. All we can do is to talk rubbish and to lie on top of that. This is Radio Biafra. Here we do not lie. We don't bend the truth. We don't prevaricate. Everything we say we are going to do, we are going to accomplish it. Even if it's only 10 of us, we shall do so. Because what I am saying, our people are lame. They are weak. I am struggling to count how many men there are in Biafra land. There are no more men left. Weak, docile, and imbecilic. Weak. I don't know how we can take such people to war. I don't know how we can take men who are not men into battle and win. I am ashamed. Very, very ashamed. Nonetheless, we must preach this very gospel because man did not ask us to come. Chukwu Abiama in heaven mandated that we should come. If not, that I was called to do this very work. I will not speak to any of you anymore. But Chukwu Abiama said this very gospel must be preached and we must preach it. I have prayed since yesterday up until now. My request is very simple. The same prayer I made in secret, I will make out here in the open. Chukwu Abiama, biko. Since it is your intention that your kingdom will be restored upon this very earth, I need men. I need men. I did not say boys. I said I need men. Those of them that you created to restore your kingdom, they should come forward now, not tomorrow, not next year. Chukwu Abiama. You must bring them now. I did not say tomorrow. Because the insult is too much. It is beyond what any human being can endure. We want to go and get Biafra or we die in the process. Because we are better off dead than witness some of this nonsense going on. The level of insult is beyond what any decent human being can tolerate. They bring their cattle into our land. They desecrate our land. They kill us in the presence of our families and nobody does anything about it. And when the police attend, The police sit idly by as people are being killed by not a multitude of people. Only four. Only four Awosa people can sack an entire village in Biafra land, and we call ourselves men. No, we are not men until we redeem our honor. Until we look at integrity and say we must have a part of it. Until then, to be honest with you. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we are on air on CHK 97.6. We are on satellite. We are also online. Therefore, there is no excuse for anybody not to listen to Radio Biafra. Unless you are lazy, unless you don't know what it takes, unless you are ill prepared, unless you are not born to make what is happening possible by making sure that Biafra comes in our lifetime. That is the reason why we are here. No other reason. We have come to restore the kingdom of heaven. Goodness knows it is not easy. Not easy at all. This whole problem is compounded by the people that we are trying to save. Some of them are not worth saving. I'm being honest with you. Some of them are not worth it. But somehow we have been saddened with this very burden, and we must carry it, and we must deliver. If you know you were born a Biafran, if you know that the day that you were conceived, Chukwu Abiama made it possible for you to, for the seed of Biafra to be planted inside you, that you are one of those chosen to make sure that humanity will once again acknowledge the magnificence of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Now is the time to come forward. I did not say tomorrow. Now, tonight, is the time to come forward. 100 of us, and then we march. 100, and we march. The rest can come later if they want to. I'm tired of broadcasting. I want to fight for my country. I want to carry arms to defend the honor and integrity of my country. I want to avenge the death of 6 million people. I want Biafra to stand as a beacon of hope, freedom, and liberty in black world. I want Biafra to stand as a testament to the glory of heaven upon the face of this very earth. I want Biafra to stand because my obligation to the dead outweighs that which I owe to the living. That is why Biafra will stand, and Biafra will come. 100 men, that's all. And we march. The rest can come later on. I no longer give a damn. The disgrace and insult is too much. We must go and meet our enemies, even if we have only machete and hose. It is far more better for us to go and meet them and die with a semblance of dignity than with this very humiliation which we encounter every blessed day. We must assemble as quickly as possible. I have said it before, I will say it again. I am recalling Senegal and UAE to be with me in Biafra land not later than the third week of January of 2015. We must march as quickly as possible. There is no longer time to wait. This is Radio Biafra. As always, Chukwu Abiama made it possible for us to be here. Therefore, before any advent, as the barrister will say, whom I hope will join me later on, I must offer praise to Chukwu Abiama for making it possible that we have not today been overrun completely by Ndinachinama. That there are parts of Biafra land still standing, still breathing, still alive. And that Chukwu Abiama should please give us the strength, the fortitude, the courage, the dignity to go and meet our enemies in battle and be able to overrun them. They come with us with every might at their disposal, funds stolen from the proceeds of the oil wells of Biafra land. They come to us with everything that money can buy in terms of weaponry and equipment. We go to them with nothing, but with the hope that Chukwu Abiama is God and that we must prevail. We must meet them. The sooner we do that, the better for us, because they are everywhere in our land. They have permeated every strata of society, and the more time we waste, the more difficult it is going to be for us to get out of this very mess that we're in. Radio Biafra is live. The time now is very close to 1:15, 8 p.m. here in the United Kingdom. At the studios of Radio Biafra here in London, we are. We went outside London. We have come back. This very gospel must be preached. When our lines open, the numbers to call will remain +44 78 313 08 376, +44 78 313 08 376. We are also on +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9976. We happen to also be on Skype. Our Skype ID is Radio Biafra, all one word in lower casing in small letters. Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1, two Skype IDs. Radio Biafra and then Radio Biafra 1. Wherever you are on the face of this planet, you are listening to us. And I said, we are simulcasting on CHKN 7.6 Biafra FM. We are on satellite. A list of those have been published by our dear brother, Chibuzi Wala, including Arab Satellite as well. And Radio Biafra is also online on radiobiafra.co. We are also on ipob.org, on rblworld.tv. All one word, rblworld.tv. We are also on TuneIn. We are on Radio Forest. And wherever you are, tell those around you that Radio Biafra is on and can be listened to right across the face of this very planet. Once again, I welcome you, and as soon as the barrister is willing and able to join me, I will bring him to you. For now, we will proceed to bring our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. This very day is the 30th of December in the year of our Lord 2014. Jonathan is being told in line, because I don't want to go back to yesterday's news. I can't afford to go back to it. It is very, very sad indeed. Jonathan is being told to forget Yoruba votes. And tonight we ask ourselves, when was it that Yorubas actually voted for anybody not a Yoruba person? I put it to you that it has never happened before. Yoruba will always vote for Yoruba people. In the absence of that, they will vote for Hausa people. I don't know why people should even worry about Jonathan in the first place, and the fact that he should be concerned about Yoruba votes. Yoruba will not vote for him. That is the hypocrisy we are talking about. That is the charlatan attitude of the people who inhabit the Zoological Republic that we are talking about. That is why the zoo cannot hold. If Yoruba people cannot vote for any other people apart from their own people, how then can you all claim that you are animals from the same zoo called Nigeria? We report today that somebody is now telling us that Premier Breweries in Onitsha is to start production in 2015. There are no industries that manufacture proper goods and services. This one is beer again, after Peter Obi's hero. This one has come again. They are opening Premier Breweries, which is a very good thing, I hasten to add. But it's only alcohol. So maybe when you drink now, you forget all your sorrows. You drown your sorrows in alcohol, and when you develop cirrhosis of the liver, there will be no hospital to treat you. That is the only industry that can open for you, that of beer manufacturing. But we don't know if this is going to happen yet. After all, they told us they're going to bring aircraft maintenance center to Obaru. Till today, nothing has come of it. They also told us that Enugu is an international airport. We know it is a glorified local airport. And now they're telling us Premier Breweries will open. We shall wait and see. We are also reporting today how Ekweremadu and Chime shared elective political positions. Why wouldn't they share it? Our people are daft. People in the Nachinam and Abatano Bodunu. Cattle herders and rearers come into your village and they sack an entire village. Only four people will sack an entire village in the Awasa Fulani. Therefore, why will their servants not do to you as they please? It is only in the zoo that a governor is richer than the whole state put together. One single individual richer than an entire state which he is in charge of. What does that tell you about life in the zoological republic? It tells you that life is indeed very, very backwards. And after stealing all your money, they allow a Hausa Fulani to come into your villages and ransack it and kill you in the process. And nobody mentions it. Nobody says anything about it. How sad can that be? Soldiers beefed up in Sanga local government area after recent attacks. Everywhere you go to in the zoo, there are attacks everywhere. Attack, attack, attack. People are dying. People are perishing every blessed day. People are being sent to their early graves. Why? Because they belong to a place called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. They belong to a country created by the British, named by a white girl. That is why you are all slaves and animal in that very zoo. Until the disintegration of that devilish empire, men and women will continue to die. Children will continue to be born into poverty. They will wallow in poverty. They will grow up in poverty. There will be no improvement. The best they can do sometimes is to enter into a life of criminality. Life in the zoo is abominable. The sooner it comes to an end, the better for everybody, including our Hausa Fulani people and cattle herders who are today lord and masters of Igbo villages right around that very part of the world. Policemen arrested for killing our Hausa people. Yet nobody has been arrested for killing thousands upon thousands of Biafrans, most of them being shot on a daily basis. But if you touch an our Hausa Fulani person, you will be arrested. Kill a Biafran, kill an Igbo person, and nobody will touch you. It doesn't matter. But Ohanaeze carries on as usual. Ndi okwu asị, liars and deceivers, will carry on as usual, as if nothing happened. That is why we preach this very gospel, and that is why we never, ever, ever hide from our enemies. That is why Biafra will come, if not for any other thing, but because Chukwu Abiam cannot bring us out and then allow shame to befall us. Four people killed in foiled military coup in Gambia. The ugly head of the military is rising once again. They don't understand normal political discourse. That is the only thing I have against Nzogu. The only mistake Nzogu ever made was to carry out a coup. It is not the duty of the military to govern. The duty of the military is to defend the country or any specified country when the time comes, not to dabble into politics. That is why I don't like what Nzogu did. Nzogu should not have carried out any coup in 66. The killing of the Saduana of Sokoto by Nzogu is patently flawed. It was a calculated mistake that has rebounded to the extent whereby today you have cattle rearers in our villages telling us what to do in Nama because of the mistake that Nzogu made, compounded by that of Nnamdi Azikiwe before it. Very, very important we understand this. The zoo should have been left to die. Therefore, what is happening in Gambia should not happen. It is not the duty of the military to intervene or to interfere in day-to-day democratic political discourse. Your job as an army person is to take the gun and defend Gambia, not to dabble into local politics. Only in Africa. Animals in Africa. It is not the duty of the military to dabble into governance. Allow the people to revolt. If you think things are so bad as an army person, when they give you authority to fire at unarmed civilians, you say no, as happened in Russia under Yeltsin, when they tried to do a coup to overthrow Gorbachev, if you remember very clearly. That is the best way to go. When they ask you to go and stop civilians from revolting, you say no, as an army officer. That is patriotism, not when you go out trying to establish your own foreign bank account so you can siphon money from already poor people into your own foreign bank account. The army has no business in democratic discourse or trying to determine how people should be governed. That should be made very, very clear to them. Buhari did not submit his advocate to INEC, but he's still been certified as a bona fide candidate. We'll go into that in greater detail. Things are happening everywhere. Abia International Airport. Theodore said he is trying to launch Abia. Maybe it's in Abba on top of dustbin. There is a picture here. It is laughable. That man is a wretched, wretched joke. Theodore is a pathetic, pathetic individual. He is calling it his legacy project. One of the wonders of the world that will be built within 4 months. International Airport. Abba is a refuse dump. Abba people, they have refused to do anything despite the fact that we outnumber Theodore, his son, and the military by over 1,000 to 1. Yet Abba is in such a very big mess. Now he's telling us he's going to build an airport. Maybe another way to steal money, who knows? Pastor Sibanjo is giving Christianity a bad name. According to Kali, Gwegwe, whatever that means, giving them a bad name. When did they give them a good name? APC, the Lagos APC, have told Ndibo complaining about marginalization to toe the line and be peaceful. Is your culture not in APC? Why are you complaining of marginalization? Was Rochas Okorocha not voted in via ABGA and then he gave the party to Awosa people? How dare you complain? They have told him to shut up in Lagos. Igbo people as usual. There is no day I mention that name without cringing inside me. Igbo, IGBO. They said some people, one or two people in America said, oh, the way we talk about Igbo people, I said, in Kunundi or Wondo. You're in America, you're in the village. Their size, no. Your next door neighbor, maybe perhaps in Wisconsin, is a white American, is in America, developing America. Where are you? Who is in your village? Who is in Njaba? Developing Njaba. Why is there no electricity at Umunnochi? Why no good roads? Is it a coincidence? No, it is because we are all abroad. Don't you understand that? We don't give a damn, we don't beg people here. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. We don't beg people. No, we don't. You should know who. That is your business. We have come to work for dignity. We have come to fight for our honor. And we shall get it. With or without the help of some Igbo people. I think to add. It doesn't matter. People without shame. I was so Fulani in your villages. Not Nigerian army. I was searching Nama Batano Bodunu. Destroy everything, rape your women, and kill your sons, and you are busy talking rubbish about Ndib. Mad people. Mad, mad people. What do you expect? What do you expect? A medal? Or Chiros from one? Hopeless chieftaincy titles all over the place. Meaningless, vacuous, empty. Devoid of reason. There are Wasa Fulani in your villages as I speak. Right now, this minute. That was why I could not stomach the disgraceful, insulting news yesterday. From Upurenyi. Insulting. You claim you are one Nigeria. Onya Wasa Atire Nama Patano Ubinna Ye. One Nigeria, my foot. Imo State government launches pilot security data capturing for Boko Haram, no doubt. Rochas Okorocha, in conjunction with Boko Haram, they want to know how strong you are. They want to know how many men are of fighting age in Imo State, so you can give it to them. You people are in an absolute mess. Imo is in very big trouble. Goodness. We continue our news this evening because we must bring the news to our people. Regardless of what happens, we must bring it to our people. How Naira devaluation will impact businesses in 2015. The more the Naira devalues or depreciates, the better for everybody because it means a precipitous collapse of the economy of the Zoological Republic. Collapse completely. That Biafra may emerge. If they fail to do something, we shall trigger it. We will trigger it. And now the news in far more greater detail. The news in detail. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, Make sure that you're listening to us via CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. Make sure you are joining us via satellites. We are on Amos 5. We are on Eutelsat. We are on Darsat. We are also on Arab Satellite. However you have chosen to come to us, we must welcome you. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are on the face of this very planet, we welcome you. Go and tell other people how to get Radio Biafra. Go and tell them what we are doing. Go and make them understand. Make them realize that Chukwu Abiama is God. Make them realize that we are unstoppable. Make them understand that by listening to Radio Biafra, their potential to reason appropriately will be inestimably multiplied. Tell them that by listening to Radio Biafra, people acquire knowledge which hitherto can never or could never have come to them by any other means, only by listening to Radio Biafra, the largest of its kind anywhere on the face of this planet. North to south, east to west, across every time zone on this earth, men and women are listening to Radio Biafra. This very moment. Last night, we had to cut the program off. Some things are shameful. Very shameful. Senegal and UAE, I need you to report to Biafra land on or before the third week of January. All preparations should be in place. Senegal and UAE, you must return immediately that we may commence our march. Chukwu Abiama is God. Forget Yoruba votes, Jonathan have been told, to forget about Yoruba people. Forget them. Yet, Dohin Okupe is Yoruba. His media spokesperson. All the people he surrounded himself with are Yoruba people, yet they will not vote for him. Look at the hopeless Igbo people that voted for Jonathan. What has he done for you? What is the highest profile job you have is secretary to the government, Pius Anyim. Will that benefit you? The answer is no. In what way has Jonathan worked for you? The answer is zero, nothing. Has done nothing for you. Enugu, Port Harcourt, Express Road is there looking at him in the face. What has Jonathan done? I ask all of you, clamoring for Jonathan. When we are saying there should be an election next year, and there shouldn't be any. Some people are going out saying, oh, Okahome won. What has he done for you? Enugu is a local airport. Where is the second Niger Bridge? This man has the money in his pocket to do anything he wants to do for Biafra land. What has he done? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, the Yorubas that he's been banking on, they have told him to forget about their... He must understand this. These are the same permutations that his namesake Nnamdi Azikiwe made and failed. Nzogwu did the same thing and failed. There seems to be this, I don't know what to call it, Ajomu, that goes into our people. None of them can reason properly anytime they ascend. In fact, anytime they occupy or they will find themselves walking in the corridors of power. For some reason, they don't seem to think like human beings anymore. Jonathan, Yoruba people never liked anybody outside Yoruba people. Never, ever, ever. Never. Have they ever voted for anybody else apart from their own kind? The answer is, of course, no. They cannot vote for anybody else apart from Yoruba. They will vote for Awosa, and you will not win. I'm only assuming, the election is allowed to go ahead, which is most unlikely. Very, very unlikely. Because Borno State cannot vote. If Borno cannot vote, you can't have any elections. As simple as that. Indigenous of Ibadan, your state, under the auspices of the Ibadan People Association, have told President Goodluck Jonathan to forget the Southwest in next year's presidential election. They said his spokesman, Dohin Okupe, Ekiti State Governor Ayo Fayose, Ondo State Governor Olusegun Mimiko, should speak for themselves alone and not for the Yoruba. The Ibadan community, in a statement by its national chairman, Abdul Hakim Adegoke Alawuje in Kaduna yesterday, said, do you see his name? That's the thing about Yoruba. These are the same people producing prophets. They say it's T.B. Joshua. He's a prophet. A former Islamic man is now today your savior. They also have the likes of, is it Adeboye? Or is it Ajiboye? I don't know what his name is. Look at this man's name. He's Yoruba. His name is Abdul Hakim. Who do you think he will vote for? There is a Muhammad Buhari on the other side. And there is a Yoruba man called Abdul Hakim. The same Yoruba, they answer Joseph, they answer Mary, they answer Paul. The same family, you have Abdul Hakim. That nonsense doesn't happen in Biafra land, only with the coming of Okorocha. In Yoruba land, half Islam, half Christian. Nobody can pin them down to anything. Now they're telling Jonathan, I said that Yorubas are backstabbers. Now Jonathan is about to find out. It doesn't matter if you surround yourself with Yoruba people talking on your behalf. They will never vote for you. It is impossible. Nothing more, nothing less. Yoruba is about to teach you a lesson. The same lesson they taught Nnamdi Azikiwe, they are about to teach you. So you'll understand. To avoid them like a plague. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we are live and we are direct. The time here now is somewhere in the region of, say, 7 minutes past the hour of 8 p.m. here in London, the same number of minutes past 9 p.m. in Biafraland. And anywhere you have Biafrans listening to Radio Biafra at this very precise moment, it is the same number of minutes past the top of the hour. That is how you know we are live, that we are direct. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister is indisposed today. When he's able to join me, I will bring him to you. But for now, the barrister himself is indisposed. When he comes to me, I will inevitably bring him to you. This is Radio Biafra. We continue our work. Our work is continuous. It doesn't stop. It can never stop. Jonathan is being told to forget. Those people you are banking on, that they don't speak for Yorubas, according to Yoruba people. His name is Abdul Hakim. The other person on the other side is called Buhari. Between Jonathan and Muhammad, somebody answering Abdul Hakim. Who do you think he will vote for? Premier Breweries in Onitsha to start production in 2015, according to the chairman. The chairman, board of directors. But Mr. Chairman, board of where have you people been all these years that Premier Breweries have been closed? You have been very busy collecting money, isn't it? Money accruing to this same company. Anyway, let's bring you the news. The chairman, board of directors, Premier Breweries PLC Onitsha, Prince Arthur Eze, said on Tuesday that the company would commence full stream production of beer in the first quarter of 2015. Eze said this while addressing shareholders of the company during the 2014 annual general meeting of the company for the year ended March 2014, held in Enugu. But it hasn't been working for very many years. And you are attending annual shareholders meeting. Shareholding of what? The company has been in liquidation, does not work, but somehow very resilient as they come, the shareholders are still alive. While the company was dead, shareholders are still alive. I'm only assuming that for you to be a shareholder, you just don't have to be a nominal shareholder. Your shares or the stock must be trading at the stock exchange. Is that correct? That's the meaning of shareholder. There must be a shares exchange somewhere, which is the meaning of stock exchange. Yes? Is Premier Breweries Limited listed at the stock exchange of the zoo? The answer is no. How have you been trading in all those shares over the years? They are paper shares. They are worthless. So how? Oh my goodness me! Hey, my God, black people. We continue. Eze said that he said this while addressing shareholders in Enugu. He noted that with the assurances of the company's technical partners and the level of re-engineering so far achieved, the company would resume its leading role in the beer production industry in the country. New boilers have been installed and tested, while the old ones are being repaired to serve as standby facility. A new ammonia cooling system has been installed along with new compressor. Why are we opening beer factory assuming that this is reliable news when we could have opened in Calago, Niger Steel, Niger Gas, and Namco? I'm talking about proper manufacturing, not just beer. Not just beer. Proper manufacturing. We used to have them, don't we? Ceramics, so much. I can also see some activities. They said they have sold Goringen to P2B with Theodore. They are conniving. You know, they think we are foolish. We don't know anything. They're also planning to start Golden Guinea beer production, premier beer production. So we can pay VAT. When we buy premier lager, we pay VAT. They use it to develop our land. Yet that same premier lager cannot be sold openly in Kano. If you sell it, they behead you. So now they know that Radio Biafra has come. We are enlightening our people. We are educating them. And they're thinking to themselves, why don't we get them all drunk every blessed day? That is why they're opening beer factories instead of giving us factories that manufacture proper goods. They're giving us rubbish. Let's wait and see if it will open. Let's wait and see. They said they have installed new this and whatever. Let us see. Three at our mama is not too far from there. Three can serve that region. There is no problem. What are we doing with beer? Chemical. What? Nkalago Cement Factory, Niger Steel at Enugu, Niger Gas at Enugu, and Namco. Have you forgotten? These are frontline West Africa plastics at Onitsha. These are frontline industries that can do things. You know the PVC we used to do the roofing, the ceiling in our homes, is being imported from China. Do you know that any plastics company can produce the same thing? Do you know that even polystandard polyplastic at home wire can produce it, but it's shut down, it's not working, no electricity? Do you know that we have West African plastics that can do such a thing as well? Why import ordinary plastic for ceiling? You know the new long PVC for ceiling. Why import it from China when we can manufacture it locally? But instead of you to go into industries and areas that is meaningful, you're going into beer production. We have P2B's own as well, Hero, with the rising sun on it. He told people that if you drink it, you will get Biafra. Biafra of the spirit will enter inside you. And some fools are busy buying it. Very, very sad indeed. Very sad. We need proper industries, not beer industries. No, we don't. How Ekwuramata and Chima share the elective political position? Why wouldn't they share it? In a country where the governor of a state is richer than the state. He is very poor before he gets in. As soon as he gets in, he empties the coffers of the state. He remembers he has a bank account abroad and proceeds to furnish that account with the money coming from his state, meant for salaries of workers, siphoned and diverted abroad. That is why they can do as they please. Do you know the way they treat us? They treat you and I as if we have no brain. What can you do? I can take the whole of Abia State in this case. I can take Enugu State and do whatever I like. If you talk too much, I go and call Awosa mobile police for you. What can you do? Because they are answerable to Awosa Fulani men. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely, extremely sad indeed. This is the news about Enugu State and how they are sharing political offices and sharing money and sharing blood. Every blessed day. This is the nonsense we encounter. It is often said that in politics, there are no permanent friends, but permanent interests. This is quite true as it concerns the struggle for the control of the soul and even the body of the PDP in Enugu State between Deputy Senate President E.K. Ekweremadu and the State Governor, Sullivan Chime, the two political gladiators who hail from the same senatorial district, Enugu West. We are for several months at daggers drawn following Governor Chime's resolve to displace the three-term senator from the upper legislative house. As leader of the PDP in the state and working in concert with Mr. Vita Abba, state chairman of the party, the governor was confident of clinching the Enugu West Senatorial ticket to contest the 2015 general elections. But the tie suddenly closed or turned against him following the resignation of Abba to contest for the Nsukka Ibueze federal constituency seat in the House of Representatives. The governor appointed Ikeja Asogwa, managing director of the State Housing Corporation, as acting chairman of the party, pending the election of a substantive chairman. In Governor Chime's reckoning, Asogwa said to be a hardliner would effortlessly hand over the senatorial ticket to him to the detriment of Senator Ekweremadu, but that was not to be. Elder David Aja, Deputy State Chairman of the chapter of the PDP, assumed the position of the acting chairman, citing relevant provisions of the party's constitution as basis for his action. The national leadership of the party agreed with him. Beyond that, the two federal high courts in Abuja that had approached that he had approached to seek legal backing also conferred authority on him to pilot the affairs of the party until further notice. It was against this background that Aja conducted the November 1 Congress in the 260 wards in the state to elect three-man ad hoc delegates from each ward. The three delegates were to elect candidates for the state and national assemblies, as well as the party's governorship candidate. Elder Aja, what they're saying in effect is that Sullivan Chime lost. He lost because he thought he could pocket the whole of Enugu state. We are not, the only reason why we're bringing this news to the fore is to tell you the extent to which people will go to truncate already agreed, already accepted democratic principles and ideals, only to serve their own parochial selfish interest. That is why they do things the way they do it, and that is why they will not succeed. These are the type of people we have. You have been a governor for 8 years. You want to step down from being a governor to being a senator. Now, if they had all succeeded, that means that all the ex-governors in the zoo who have now completed their 8-year term will all be senators. I don't know the type of world some of us come from. I don't know. Honestly speaking, I don't know. It's incredible. Incredible what is going on there. Soldiers beefed up in Sanga, or Sanja, whatever they call it, local government area, after recent attacks. Security was enhanced in Sanga, local government area of Kaduna State, after recent attacks by gunmen. This is the area where they killed 10 people. It will be recalled that the unknown gunmen on December the 27th, a few days ago, stormed the northern part of the zoo during a post-Christmas celebration, allegedly slaughtering many locals. The incident occurred in Tataura village. Also, gunmen have killed a pastor and 4 pregnant women and children also in Kaduna. They are targeting southern Kaduna because they are predominantly Christians. Those of you that said that Boko Haram don't target Christians, they are coming. You know, they're coming slowly. They are now in southern Kaduna. From there, they will enter inside, they'll come to Benue. From Benue, the march to Enugu becomes very simple. Tonsukan, then Enugu. They will kill you. And what we, after all, Ndichinama, the advance guard of cattle raiders, they are killing us. What have we been able to do? Nothing. What can we do? Nothing. They are coming. A cleric who witnessed the tragedy disclosed this to journalists on the next day. According to some sources, at least 10 people were killed in the attack. It has been gathered that another group of gunmen attacked a bar at Angwan Ibrahim in Karachi district on December 28, killing one person. It is now indiscriminate. They are copying exactly the same approach of Islamic State of the Levant, ISIS. They are copying exactly ISIS method of shock and awe, if I can say that, to kill as many people as possible, to harass Christians all over the place. They will flee and they will hunt them down one after the other. The same thing that ISIS is now doing in Syria. It will be noted that Sanga has been in the center of seasonal crisis emanating from grazing land for Fulani herdsmen and the farmers. Fulani herdsmen, the same people who are in Ureni. In September, some gunmen reportedly killed about 50 people in attacks on 3 villages. This is happening in the zoo. Every blessed day people are dying. The advance guard is always planning headsmen. Then after that, the real party will come behind them. The same thing is now happening in Biafraland. They are using cattlemen to try and test out our resilience, to test out our resistance before they then sweep down to obviously deal with us. And we know that they are coming. It's only a matter of time. They will come. 2 policemen are now cooling their heels at the state headquarters of the Criminal Investigation Department, CID, Yola office, over the alleged murder of 2 Fulani youths in Tongo, local government area of Adamawa State. Eyewitnesses' account from Tongo, where the incident took place, said the 2 policemen shot the headsman during an altercation that ensued when the headsman refused to give the policemen 50 naira they demanded from them. The incident, which took place near the local government secretariat, according to an eyewitness, nearly degenerated into a violent conflict as youths allegedly mobilized to attack the divisional police station in the area in reprisal to the killing of the 2 headsmen. The National Liaison Officer of Miyeti, Ala Malam Sanusi Bara, told reporters in Yola, these are the cattle rearers, told reporters in Yola that he and other elders of the area intervened and calmed down the situation and eased the tension. Their own elders came out. Awosa Fulani elders came out to calm the situation. Have you, any time that an Igbo person is shot, or a Biafran is shot, have you ever seen Ohanaeze come out to say, oh, I am Ohanaeze person, I'm doing this or that in order to calm the situation or to make sure that those that killed that very person is brought to book? The answer is no. But Fulani elders came out and you saw the result. The two policemen are in custody. They will probably be killed as well. But if you kill an Igbo person, nobody gives a damn. Nobody talks to you. In fact, you'll even be promoted. If you want to do very well, kill an Igbo person. You'll get promotion. At least four people have been killed in Gambia's capital in Banjul as government forces foiled an alleged coup plot against President Yahya Jammeh. According to the reports, some armed men led by former State House Commander Lieutenant Colonel Lamine Sane invaded the country from neighboring Senegal and attacked the presidential palace in Banjul and the military post at the Denton Bridge, which links Banjul to the southern part of their country. The gunfight started at around 1 a.m. local time and lasted until the early hours of the morning. Lieutenant Colonel Sane is reported to have been injured during the gunfight. There are unconfirmed reports that he has died of his injuries. Four armed men were reported to have been killed, while four others have been captured. One of the attackers was reported to have sustained serious injuries. There have been several coup attempts against the government of Mr. Jammeh, who also came to power in a coup and is accused by critics of governing Gambia with an iron fist and committing serious rights abuses, including arbitrary arrest and enforced disappearance. He's in Africa, and he looks like a baboon. Go and see his picture. It's not even been there. If you see a silverback in the Congo forest, guys, these people, I don't know where they come from. I don't know where they come from. It is not the duty of the military to take power. No, your job is to defend the country against external aggression. When the British set up an army, that was what the army was meant for. Some of you came to Sandhurst to train, which is not far from here. When you came to Sandhurst, did they tell you that it is the duty of army to take over the reins of power in a country? Why didn't you ask your instructors at Sandhurst, Training School, which is their top army college here? How many times have the British army taken over power from the British elected parliamentarians? The answer is zero. So where did you learn your cool rubbish from? Allow the people to rise up. That is how they learn. Allow them to revolt. That is how they learn. Don't keep interfering. Gambia is no exception. They continue to bring dishonor and disgrace, humiliation to the whole of Africa. A former head of state and the presidential candidate of the APC, his name is Buhari, has explained why he did not submit the certificates and credentials to INEC, saying that documents are with the military. This came to light yesterday during a visit by journalists to the headquarters of INEC in Abuja, where it was revealed that Buhari's academic qualifications were not on display, unlike those of other presidential candidates, including that of his main rival, President Goodluck Jonathan. Explaining the development in an affidavit he deposited before an Abuja High Court, Buhari said that all his certificates were with the Secretary Military Board. The affidavit was dated November 24, 2014 and was stamped and received by INEC on December 18. INEC is the highest body conducting elections in the zoo. They have asked somebody who wants to contest. The rules clearly states, before you contest, give us your certificates. Buhari said his is with Army Board. It hasn't been given to INEC. And he's a law-abiding citizen. Only in the zoo. Only in the Zoological Republic. They make the rules and they break it. And they wonder why things are the way they are. They wonder why things are as backward as they are in that part of the world. We continue. There is another wonder according to this very news. You know there are seven wonders of the world. We are about to add an eighth one to it. The eighth wonder of the world is that Abia State will build an airport within 4 months. Theodore, This is the man that left Abba in the mess that he's in. All of a sudden, miraculously, he is going to build an airport. Laughable. Laughable it is. One of the legacy projects which the Abia State government wants to bequeath to the state before it leaves office on May 29th next year is an airport. Speaking through his special advisor on public communication, Mr. Ben Onyechere, the governor reiterated the commitment of his administration to build an airport in the state. The essence the government posited was that considering the location of Abba as the eastern commercial pride, it will boost investment in the state, thereby turning around the economy of the state. It does not matter that the Sam Mbakwe Airport, where it is some kilometers away, just as Port Harcourt Airport as well. In a statement, he said, it has become imperative that an airport should be sited in Abia State, considering its location as the commercial and industrial nerve center of the southeast. That was in the past, not anymore. I'm convinced, he continued to say, I'm convinced beyond doubt that the business and tourism potentials of the state will be enhanced greatly, as much as it will attract more opportunities to grow existing facilities in the state. You know, there is a difference in life between theory and practice. When people continue to theorize, when people believe that by talking about theory somehow, miraculously, those things they are theorizing about will manifest itself, the more deluded they become. This is the one of the ones in Africa. Everything is theory. If you go to a university in the zoo, you will see them studying computer science on a notebook. Some of them have not seen a computer before. That is the problem we have. How can you build an airport within 4 months? Anybody with any slight common sense will know that is impossible. It can never be done. But somehow they believe it. Just like saying that Biafra is now a member of the AU. Such nonsense is what you feed people who are incapable of reason. That is what you feed them. Nonsense and junk. Now, Biafra is now a member of the AU. We went to a meeting in Nairobi. I don't know where, I don't know how come our people, is it that you don't have anything else to do? That you begin to manufacture lies? You know, now Biafra is like a stunt. After Wazirike, let us have another stunt to challenge IPOB. Let us see if people can talk about us as well. Think about it very deeply. People should stop deceiving themselves and stop lying. Look at Theodore. I don't know where they learned. Maybe it's from Ohanaeze. A breed of liars and cheats. I don't know how Igbo people have perfected the art of lying. You have perfected it. Okwuasi, to lie. To deceive people. I don't know what you gain from it. Here we are incorruptible because the work we are doing is noble. Ordained from heaven. What do you gain by lying? I keep asking you people. You see something that is straight. You begin to falsify it. What do you gain from it? He has lied now. He's an Igbo man. What do you expect? Pastor Sibanjo, whatever his name is, a Yoruba man. Yoruba said they will not vote for Jonathan. They will vote for their own brother. The Lagos State chapter of APC has advised Ndibo in Lagos to be cautious, tactful, and honest in dealing with their host communities anywhere in Nigeria in the interest of peace and harmony. For those of you who understand English very well, I'll repeat this very sentence. You will see that people, this is I don't know what to call it. It's no longer an insult. You are being put down. Put down. Listen very carefully. Look at it. Hey. The Lagos State, only APC, not even Yoruba people, ordinary political party, are the ones warning people. They have told Ndibo in Lagos to be cautious, tactful, and honest in dealing with their host communities. And you should be cautious, you should be tactful, you should be honest. They are telling you, so they know Igbos are dishonest. Yeah, my goodness me. Anyway, in a release signed by the State Publicity Secretary, Joe Igbokwe, he's from Nnewi man, Anambra State, the party said it is reacting to the claims by Ndibo Cultural Society of Nigeria, led by Udo Granya, that Ndibo in Lagos have been marginalized in the police of Lagos State. Contrary to the claims of Ndigbo Cultural Society of Nigeria, Ndigbo are getting their fair share in Lagos State. As Igbo can be found anywhere in Lagos, including under the bridge, inside the gutter, in the grave, anywhere you go in Lagos, you find them. Need I say more? Can I say no? I can't say anymore. Use your tongue to count your teeth, as they say in the village where I come from. If you have brain, you'll be able to understand it. You should behave yourself. You should be honest and tactful. In other words, if you're doing very well as an Igbo man, don't say you're an Igbo man. Say you're from Middle Belt. That's what it means now. In simple English, that's what it means. You should understand that those around you will be jealous of your success. So don't say you're Igbo if you're successful. That's what he's saying. If you follow exactly what this baboon is talking about, that's exactly what he's saying. The Imo State Governor, Mr. Richard Sokoracha, said that the state had inaugurated a pilot security data capturing to assist law enforcement agents to detect criminals who disguise as KK operators in the state. Okoracha disclosed this on Wednesday while addressing commercial tricycle operators. He said that the move was to further beef up security and improve the well-being of Imo citizens, especially during the Christmas season. This is something I don't understand. How many times have I told them? The only way you can sustain security in a place is by providing opportunities, job opportunities, is by making sure that infrastructure is available, not by buying too many guns. Buying guns cannot save you. That is not what you obtain security with. Security can only come through jobs, through proper welfare, and the provision of infrastructural amenities that will serve the interest of the entire public. That is what you need infrastructure for. And lastly, also on Radio Biafra this evening, the Lagos State Chamber of Commerce and Industry has said that the devaluation of Naira will have a mixed impact on business in 2015. In its economic outlook for 2015, released over the weekend, the chamber said that the devaluation will lead to an increase in the cost of production for companies. Common sense, cost of production will rise up, which means that the price of the goods at factory gate will also rise up. There will be a markup also by the middlemen and those of you receiving these goods, or the end user or the consumer will also suffer. Especially in an era of falling oil prices, when teachers are not being paid, doctors are not being paid, nurses are not being paid, government workers indeed across the entire zoo are not getting paid. So how are they going to buy those finished products? Impossible. That is the news this evening. We have rounded up our news this evening, our news headlines followed by our news summary. Our lines are now open. If you have anything to say, and you wish to say it, now is the time to be able to do so. Our lines are open. Radio Biafra is live. We are direct. The number to call if you have anything to say remains +44783130836. I repeat, +44783130836. We are also on the universal line, which is +44208133996, +44208133996. We are also on Skype, which is Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Wherever you are, we must welcome you, not minding. This is Radio Biafra and our lines are open. Our lines are open. If you have anything to say, you are more than welcome to try and say it. If you have anything to say to the attention of the world, because once you speak from one part of the world, those of them in other parts will be able to hear you. The first caller this evening is on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, sir. This is Manchester.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Your line is not clear. I don't know what is happening to it. Your line is not clear. Call us back. Okechukwu Obi from Manchester, call us back. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You have come through +44208133976. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I hope the lines are not playing up again today. And our Skype lines are also here. Okechukwu Obi, Manchester, try and call us back. Let us also go to the line and see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, Director,
Commander. Good evening, my dear brother.
Commander-in-Chief of Armed Forces. Good evening.
You will live long, my dear brother. Good evening.
And you will live longer than I do, sir. My Honorable Commander, we all were saddened yesterday pertaining what happened. And we are solemnly around you. Director, you know, when we talk about defense fund, and people think it's just for fun.
That's what I think.
Even most of the coordinators has not even paid their defense fund. And these are the people that they contribute in talking or jargons. Look, we have to find a means of, you know, treating all these things once and for all before anything happens. Otherwise, I don't know. It is saddening yesterday to hear this news and what is happening around us. We are not serious. We just call on air just to give our advices, but we are not acting.
We are not. Most of us are not acting. People just talk. Fulani is in your village. You're doing nothing. Nothing about it. You're not doing anything. You put a Facebook. People write so much drivel. The fight is at home. I said it before, my dear brother Benjamin, that if you cannot volunteer yourself, you support those that volunteered themselves. That's what we said here. Yes. One of the two, you must do one. You don't stay by the side and say, oh, I'm watching. Let me see how far you can go. Now, tell me, how can we go and confront our Boko Haram with AK-47 in our village?
That is the thing. That is the thing, my commander. I am so not happy since yesterday what's happening. Because your hands are tight. You cannot do this alone. We'll all have to come out and do it. And we are doing it just by mouth. We are not doing it by action. That is the problem. People have talked, but people are not acting. Rather, they will go behind you and they will betray you. They even talk about you. You know? I don't know, Director. Whatever action you want to take, I mean, you just have to put it for us. All of us have to bear the consequences. That is the truth. You have to give us punishment. If there's no punishment, there won't be any truthful thing happening. If you are too soft with us, we cannot do anything. That is what the Igbo people are. Otherwise, they will just be gapping and yapping all day long, just trying to pull everything down. Director, I just want you to take it easy, think forward, and let us see what we can do. You know who are behind you. You know who you will call. You know the people that you want, and they will be there for you. Just begin to make your list and begin to call people. Both from abroad, anywhere in the world, let them come. Let them come. I'm telling you. I have two people in list. They are ready to move tomorrow, and they said they are ready. But I've called them and said, Director need people. They said no. When Director won, they said, okay, when are you going? Come and let me put you through. Because they don't want to pay monthly dues. So they said they are ready.
That is true.
Director, please. I just want you to focus, because all these things are distraction. Focus and tell us what to do. Action is what we need now. No more talking. Action. Please. We need action. Including me. Including anybody, my wife. She's ready for any action. So make your list and let's move forward. That's it.
Thank you very much. Well
spoken. God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. And you too. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller from Manchester. Stay where you are. We have other people queuing up as well. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We also have our COC on the line. Stay where you are. COC, remain where you are. The caller from Germany, I presume. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Our leader. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah. Welcome to Biafrans and friends of Biafrans. Thank you for listening this evening. My name is Nenaya Anya. I'm from Achara Ihe Chiowa in Arochukwu, but I reside in Germany. Director, today I want to call out the names of countries and zones that are staged. But before that, I want to go back to this defense fund again, because I say I'll be talking about it each time I'm on air. the last, following what our brother, the first caller, just said, he cried. So a lot of call debaters have not paid. You know, I wonder when somebody is a leader or you are heading a department and you don't start by example, I wonder how they want others to follow them. A lot of them have not paid. In my last announcement, I did say that zones in Germany, those that have paid, should write out the names of those that paid and the amounts. And I want to commend the unit Mannheim, send their own list, those that paid and the amount they paid. And I've been calling coordinators here in Germany, telling them that they should start paying up. I mean, they shouldn't wait, because Director Easton will be saying, we are ready, defense fund. I mean, people should know exactly what our director is saying. So they should start paying. Some have started paying in, and the others have not started, you know. So for those who are still lacking behind, they should now wake up, because we need this defense fund, so that whenever it's called up, we'll be able to show our own what we've contributed. It's very important. And I'm also, I've been calling one or two countries, coordinators also, to ask them how far they are going with the defense fund, because it's very, very important. Now, the coordinator for France, now I'm going to another topic, the coordinator for France, Kenneth Jonathan, you sent payment in the bank, it's only your name that is there, but no zone. But on the statement, the copy you sent, you wrote Le Havre in France, but not on the bank statement. And I've said it before, over and over again, the bank statement should bear the name of the zone and the month. But some people still don't take it serious. You know, I have to start searching the name to check for the zones. I'm not supposed to do that. It's simple thing. When you make your payment, write the name of your zone. For Kenneth Jonathan, who is coordinator, I presume, for Le Havre in France, he did not do that. I hope next time, please try and do that. Also, one Ndikom, Raphael, who did the licensing money today, but he didn't specify exactly what it is for. I don't know if it's monthly dues. I don't know if it is for the Biafra Defense Fund, but he paid in something. So how am I supposed to know what it is? Please, call in or you tell your coordinator to tell me exactly what it is. I mean, Ndikom, Raphael, Udodere. That's the second one. Now for African, the Afrans in African continent. Please, if you want to pay in and you have any problem, contact the African rep by the name Mazi Azubi, okay? He will give you the account number. Whereby you have problem in paying in, we will find a way, you know, to make sure that you pay. There is always a way out. So it's very, very necessary. But now I'm asking myself, some people don't want to pay monthly dues. They don't want to partake in the African Defense Fund. Neither do they want to partake in this 1,000 members. So how do we get the African now? How? They don't want to pay. How do people want us to go and get the African? Every day, our leader will be talking on air. People will be calling in. They say, we are with you. We are behind you. How do you show you are with him when you don't even make this easy? How do you show you are with him when you don't pay your defense fund? How do you show that you are with him? No monthly dues. Now, the 1,000 from each continent, the three continents, people are still asking questions. All these Article 3 Kwanu people, always asking questions, always asking questions, but they will never do anything. May God forgive you all. Now, I'm now going to write and call out the names of countries and zones that are paid for the month of December, and next week I will call, make the final announcement. But for today, the countries that are paid so far in December are Australia, Austria, Czech Republic, UAE, Israel, Indonesia, Ireland, Japan, Netherlands, Sweden, Senegal, Switzerland, and United States of America. They have paid in full. Now, for countries that not all the zones paid are as follows. France. In France, they have three zones. Only one have paid for December, and that is Le Havre. Nancy and Paris have not paid. Germany. In Germany, there are 12 zones. 10 have paid so far. Those that have paid are as follows. Aachen, Bremen, Düsseldorf, Frankfurt, Hamburg, Cologne, Mannheim, München, Nuremberg, and Osnabrück. Kassel and Stuttgart are still outstanding. Italy. In Italy, we have zones. Only 4 have paid. Those that have paid are Padova, Milano, made past payment, Udine, and Verona paid. Now, the ones that have not paid are Ancona, Ferrari, Napoli, Palermo, Treviso, and Viterbo have not paid. Now, we go to India. India is only one zone that paid. I don't know if they're still, if they are just one zone or they are still three. But only one zone, which is New Delhi, they paid. Now, Norway. In Norway, they have 4 zones. Only one zone paid. Oslo. Oslo paid. Bergen, Trondheim, and Stavanger have not paid. Spain. Spain, they have 5 zones, only 3 paid so far. The ones that have paid are Malaga, Valencia, and Victoria. Bilbao and Madrid have not paid. Now, United Kingdom. United Kingdom, there are 6 zones for what I have here. 5 have paid. Those that have paid are as follows. London, Manchester, Nottingham, Birmingham, and Wolverhampton, and Scotland have paid, but Sheffield have not paid. Now we come to Group 3. In Group 3, these ones, they have not paid anything at all. They are as follows. Belgium have not paid since October. Cambodia have not paid. Greece have not paid. Hong Kong have not paid. Malaysia have not paid. Mexico have not paid since October. Pakistan have not paid for November, December. Qatar, I don't know if they're still with us, but they have not paid since October. Russia have not paid for November, December. Taiwan have not paid. And Thailand have not paid. I think it should be from next year, please. If it is for the month of January, people should try and make their payments in that very month, January. We shouldn't allow our January dues to go over to February or March. It's not fair. It's just not fair because we need this money for that very month, and it should be paid. So that is what I have for now, Director. Thank you for giving me the statistics.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my sister. Thank you for that. I have people who are waiting on the line. After that, we shall come back to that in far more greater detail. Thank you for bringing this out in the open. Thank you for making it known to us that even Malaysia is owing. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Is it me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Go ahead, please.
Okay, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Okechukwu Obi from Manchester.
Please raise your voice for me. Okechukwu Obi, raise your voice for me. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling this evening today to, comment what the news you read yesterday and the way you read it and the decision you took and also the way you, you know, explain things to our people today. So, hereby, I have two things to tell our people all over the world, wherever you are, the Biafrans. I'm encouraging, there are two things I will encourage us to do. One is, as we are entering into the new year, on the 31st night, almost everyone will go in one place or the other to pray for the betterment of our 2015. I would like us to also pray for the preparation of the move for this Biafran body, for everything that will be done to be progressed and be blessed by Jehovah himself. So we have to pray for our director, we have to pray for the army, we have to pray for every move that will be taken in 2015 by this body. And secondly, please, from part of Edo State to Delta to Calabar to the people in Idoma, all the Biafra land, whether you are south-south or south-west or south-north or south-whatever, please, we have to call the number in America and contribute to this money that the director have announced, because we cannot be able to do anything without supporting this body. So I am encouraging us to do something about this, please. And I believe that after director have traveled to Asia and resolve the quicken the spirit of the people there, he will be able to enlist them also to those who will go to contribute, because we need enormous amount of money. So I want to thank you, director, for what you are doing. May God continue to bless you and empower you. In the name of Yeshua, I pray.
You say, thank you very much for that. And I know that our COC has been waiting for a long time. There are those of you who are online. Please remain where you are. I don't know if you can hear me. The COC, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my director. Can you?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Director and Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the Sovereign State of Biafra, and above all, the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra worldwide. My name is Maazi Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I come from Arondi Onyemobi, the local government area in Biafra land. Currently, I reside in Houston, Texas, and I am, by the grace of Chukwuemeka, the coordinator of coordinators of the Indigenous People of Biafra worldwide. We are freedom fighters. We are not democratic organization, nor are we political organization. We believe in command and control. And absolute discipline and loyalty is our modus operandi. Director, I am calling this evening to make Three clarifications and one suggestion. But before I do that, let me use this opportunity to thank Biafrans who have been calling and making their pledges for the $100 contribution. Director, I have learned a lot from this. What I have learned is that the message is actually sinking in. Director, it has gotten to the point that before I go to bed now, I have to switch off my phone, because people do not know the time difference. And so they call. The first 2 days, I hardly had 2 hours of sleep because people were calling. And they are still calling. And I welcome that. And they are paying. I'm looking at the account now, and people are responding. So the message is sinking in. They are separating the boys from the men. They are separating the wheat from the chaff. They know the truth from the lie. So I appreciate all of them. And for those who are paying their monthly dues and their defense fund, I also appreciate you all. I say may God continue to bless you and to all work together towards getting our nation back. Now, Director, I said I have three clarifications to make and one suggestion. The first clarification I want to make is that I want everybody listening to me this evening, wherever you are, that we are known as Indigenous People of Biafra. IPOB. If you want to use an acronym, if you want to use an abbreviation for us, you call us IPOB. Our director, our commander-in-chief is also the director of Radio Biafra London. That one is called RPL. If you are sending an invitation or you're planning to have a meeting somewhere, you address it to Indigenous People of Biafra, IPOB. Now, if you want the presence of Radio Biafra London, RPL, then you have to channel it through our commander, who is also the director of Radio Biafra. You must address us to who we are. Indigenous People of Biafra. That is who we are. Now, the second clarification I want to make is that, director, as you and I know, having worked with this group before, the PHRI is not a pro-Biafran group. It is a human rights organization. I repeat, PHRI is a human rights organization, and by their constitution, they are open to every Nigerian 18 years and above. It is purely a human rights organization that is open to Nigerians, no matter where you come from, as long as you are 18 years above. That means Shekau, Lamido Salisu, Bangba, so all of them, they are bound to be members. It is not a pro-Biafran organization or group. Therefore, if there is anything at all called pro-Biafran group, they should not fall into that. And if you see them listed among it, know that that information in its entirety is false and is fraudulent. If you come across any publication, any write-up, anything at all, where BHRI is listed as a pro-Biafran group, regard that publication, regard that information, regard that announcement as the fraudulent one. It is lies from pit of hell. The third clarification I want to make, director, is that I have said this over and over and over, and I will say it again today. There was no time that Biafrans came together and elected a government. I repeat, Biafra is not a nation yet. We are not sovereign yet. We do not have a government. We are freedom fighters. That is what we are fighting for, to have our own nation, and then we have our own government. Therefore, if you see any person making an allusion, making a write-up, talking about a government, that is lies from the pit of hell. We are freedom fighters. We don't have any government. Anybody telling you that the government, Biafran government, that person is a fraudster, is a criminal, is a specialist in stunts, like printing of a passport and Biafran currency. It's in the same mode. We do not have any government. Neither was there a time Biafrans came together and elected some 12 men, 10 Igbo men and 3 Igbo men, and called them in a particular title, whether councilor or whatever that is. There was never a time. I have gone through all the publications, all the newspapers, all the journals, even in the zoo. There was no time, there was no place, there was no event where Biafrans came together and appointed, elected or selected a group of individuals and called the Supreme Council of Elders. Therefore, if you see any publication, if you read anything pointing to any Council of Elders, that is a fraudulent publication. It is lie. Very soon, those publications will be challenged in court because they have to show us evidence. Now, my only suggestion I want to make, director, I said I have three clarifications and one suggestion. My suggestion is this, director, which is something I want you to think about, and also the Directorate of State and the editorial board. that my suggestion is that we should go ahead and concentrate and focus on our plan of defending ourselves. What am I trying to say, Director? Some people are now trying to cash in on our determination to defend ourselves in all ramifications, saying that they are going to stop election. Therefore, if they really are serious, Director, I will say, let them go and do it. My suggestion is that if anybody wants to stop election, let them go and do it. IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra, we want to focus our activity, focus all our efforts in defending ourselves, defending the Biafran territory. Anybody who wants to go out, or any group that wants to go out and stop election, that group should go ahead and stop the election. We are interested in defending and protecting the territorial integrity of Biafra land. Director, that is my suggestion, and those are my clarifications. Let me stand by and see if you have any questions for me, Director.
Not at all. No, well said and well put. Not at all. I have no questions. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. What you said is abundantly clear. We are going ahead with our strategy to defend our country. Anybody who wants or wishes to do anything else is more than welcome to do so. To the best of my knowledge, rather, we don't have any government. It is left for the people of Biafra to determine at the appropriate time who will govern them. But for now, we are only interested in ensuring that we are fully and wholeheartedly liberated. That we are liberated, that's what we're interested in. Not rubbish, not nonsense. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on Skype as well. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Director, it's Michael Iraya from Italy, please.
Thank you very much. Our national in Italy. Please go ahead.
Director, please, by the name, our sister is calling about Italy, please. Many of our zone have sent their monthly dues, but it's unfortunate that since up to this time, we have never received receipt from those that sent it. That is what we are calling them now, to send the receipt immediately. Let them not disappoint Italy. Many of them have sent, but to send the receipt so that we will send it to the appropriate quarter, they cannot be able to do it. Like Treviso. Treviso is a very good zone. They have paid since 3 weeks. Up to now, the person that they gave the money has never even sent out receipts. I cannot understand this thing. Please, bear with us, and our sisters should bear with us. Italy can never fail it, Biafra France. It's because of some of our people, when you send them work, they cannot do it. Or if they do it, they will do it at their own appropriate time. They cannot serve Biafra as they can, or as we are expecting them to do. Please, Director, and Biafrans, bear with us. Italy is not shaking. And being the restructure we have done now, from January...
Yes, can you hear me, Irania? Oh my goodness me. We have lost him. We have lost him. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me on the other line on radio? No, we have also lost him as well. We have lost him. Let us go to this line. They couldn't stay faithful. They couldn't stay long. The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? They're not paying attention. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Do you hear me, the Director?
Yes, I can hear you very well, my dear brother. My goodness me. My goodness. That's Obi Enu. I know the voice anywhere, any day, any time. But the voice, he couldn't stay. Maybe, I don't know what's wrong with our line. The caller, can you hear me? Obi Enu, can you hear me? No, cannot hear me. There are too many calls coming in. Too many calls, my goodness. The caller on the other Skype, can you hear me? Radio Biafra 1, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director. My name is Emmanuel Chimejiri from London.
From London. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I like the Yeah, news presentation this evening shows how what we Biafrans have to face in Nigeria. God is you. The only Igbo people are the kind of people that you don't put immediately until they see destruction coming before they rise up to fight against it. As you are saying this every day, ringing it like a bell, like warning every of them. No, some of them might not think this is it real or not, but the danger is around the corner. I called some of my friends in Delta State. They said that the Hausa have run down the whole place. The women cannot go to the farm anymore. Even my cousin's wife confirmed it. His mother said that he can't go to the farm. The threat is growing day by day. Well, I don't know why Igbo people love money beyond anything they're supposed to do. The threat is there. I hope before 2015 end up, they will witness what we are saying. But now they are not. Hausa have planned this thing they are doing for many years. They're just bringing it gradually, gradually. By 2015, Igbo people will witness this full oppression of the enemy. But then they'll find it difficult to tackle them because the war will start within Igbo soil, not in Hausa soil anymore. God bless you, Director.
My brother, God bless you to stay where you are. Please, if you're speaking to people, all of you listening from around the world, tell them what you will hear this evening from me. If we allow any war to be fought on our land, we will lose.
Of course.
I will say it again. If we allow our Fulani to bring the war to us in our territory, we will lose. Go and check your military manuals anywhere in the world. There is no army that's ever fought to defend the position and they succeeded. Never, ever, ever in the annals of warfare. The momentum is always with an army on the offensive, not in a defensive position. If you adopt the same defensive position we adopted in 67 after the collapse, after our retreat from Ore, we will all be killed. Obama will not save you. Christians are being massacred in Syria. Nobody is talking to them. Christians are being killed in Kurdistan. Sending one bomb from 70,000 feet above sea level cannot solve anything. ISIS is on the ground. They have exactly the same template as Boko Haram. Mm-hmm. They will come. Once they hold us in, nobody will come to our rescue. They will decimate us. They will Islamize those of them left. If you go around then, running around saying, oh, let's do this and do that to defend our village, all this rubbish, it will be too little, too late. The same thing happened to Juku. Ask them what happened. Why did we lose the war? Was because there was no forward planning. Anybody telling you that Biafra can come by attending one conference or this and that, I am warning you now so that when it happens, you will not say nobody told you. Anybody telling you that they are going to this conference, they come back, they say, go and join APC. Count us out. IPOB is not about that rubbish. We have no government. I am called the director because I lead this movement. That is all. Nothing more, nothing less. I am not the president of Biafra. God forbid, I can never be.
Yes.
When the time comes, you people will elect those of them that will govern you. I'm not part of it. And I will not be. I will not be. Let me take the headache and the heartache I'm suffering now. That will serve me forever. I don't need any more. What we are telling you now to do is very simple. Volunteer yourself to fight in the army, or you help that army to equip itself. Very, very, it's not difficult. Choose the part you want to belong to. There is no neutrality. That is rubbish. You must come out now. If you wait until Awosa commences their march against us to come out, it will be too little, too late. Too little, too late. We'll lose again. Then you come and say, we went before, we lost. We have tried again, we have also lost.
ọkwa okwuru na-ekwu ebunu sepụta eme ngwa ngwa emeghara ọdachi. As simple as that. As simple as that.
It's true.
It's thank true, you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. This radio. Yes, can you hear me? Yeah. The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, yes, I'm hearing you, my brother. I'm Pascal from Imo State, but I'm calling from Dubai.
Pascal, who? Ahana, again, what is your proper name? Not Pascal. Give me the name you were given when you were born.
I am Chimezie Dike.
Simple. That is your name, Chimezie Dike, not Pascal. All these dog names, I can't stand them. Your name is Chimezie Ejike. You are from UAE. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. So what I'm trying was my own thing now is that Biafra will come. If Biafra will come, Biafra must come. That's the thing. So the only thing is that in this UAE here, our people, we are not helping each other. That's the only problem. Because when you see your brother, you know this your brother is from Biafra. He's an Igbo man. You know he's an Igbo man. At least we need to unite together, team up together, and do something. So the only thing now, is every night, I'm hearing you, I'm hearing how you are vibrating well. So keep it up, sir, my director, keep it up. This thing I mean, now, here, the thing now is very, very good because our people all over the world, in Nigeria, in Igbo land, it's holding Nigeria because Igbo people, how are they make the business in Nigeria? Everything, even here in UAE, if we talk of Nigeria in this UAE, now it's Igbo people. Igbo. So the only thing is that our people were not helping. I want to help my brother. So, but I'm very, very happy. Something like Radio Biafra because my friend they introduced me to this station, Radio Biafra. So since then, I have been listening as following you up. And so the only thing is that my director,
Biafra will come. People should watch and see it is coming.
Biafra will come, and Biafra have already come because with you, I believe that Biafra will come with you. But without you, my brother, everything I'm going to hear free. But with you and God in our side, Biafra will come.
It will come.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you, and God bless you. I kept Obidobienu, my very dear brother and friend, our coordinator in Los Angeles, and my host in America. On the line, I believe that he's there. Obidobienu, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I'm here, director. And I thank you so much for accepting my call this morning, my brother.
Anytime, any day.
Thank you,
director. I will take your call. Anytime, any day. I will put every other person on hold because you're one of us. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, director. Thank you so much. This morning, my joy is half full because of the anger our people caused you yesterday, and I called in several times in the studio, but I know how you feel, and I also know how I feel even with the little people that I make contact with here and people that I talk to here regarding our country and how these individuals, I mean, when you talk about animals and where is our brain, I can't understand what is going on with us. And I've told you before, I don't think we have anything in that brain other than I can't understand how people are suffering. A lot of them keep asking questions. Every time, question. Okay? My name is Obidobienu, and I said this last week. I didn't want to call in this morning, but owing to giving the yesterday situation, I just want to call back again to talk to our people all over the world, the people that call themselves Biafrans, the people that run around going to meetings in any part of the world that you are in. Remember, in the first place, somebody may have approached you for this meeting, but nobody forced you into this. So there's no need of you coming to give us false hope. If you are in, that means you came in. So I don't understand why every month our sister Nenya will be calling names of country and her payment, this and that. I don't understand that. But meanwhile, we are all in our different countries, marrying and having fun when we are in deep mess. Let me remind every Biafran this morning here in Los Angeles. I know it's a different time in different time zones. If you are in here, you are in here by yourself. You don't need to come in and have people babysitting you again. You need to do what you're supposed to do. Monthly dues are due. I mean, this struggle just started barely 2 years ago, and yet people are being, people are being dragged or pulled here and there to support. How can we not see the need of supporting an important project like this, at least for 5 years, if it needs be, for at least 5 years and see the outcome of it? I just want to tell Biafrans all over the world, our director is God sent, and this type of people does not come other than a generation. So if we miss him, nobody will blame nobody. We will just stay where we are and keep suffering. I remember about 5 months ago, 2 months ago, when this young man from Germany called because he was angry and told the director to go back to London because these people are worthless and people that they cannot be helped. And everybody jumped on the phone and started attacking that young man. I think somebody, Zulike. Okay, everybody was talking against him and everything. I didn't want to make comment, but that guy was right, people.
From Germany, yes.
I don't know what is the problem with you guys. Okay? I always talk about, nobody brought you in here. I make references about Ananias and Sapphira when the gospel was moving forward and tons of people are added every day. Ananias and Sapphira came to distract, and they became dead people. So, in other words, what I'm trying to tell you, if you don't want to do this thing, don't come out. Don't come out and become a distraction. A few months ago, our director of state announced that 30th November is the mark for every officer to have paid his restoration fee or fund. And here this morning again, I'm listening to our sister Nene talking about some coordinators have not paid that money. I think COC needs to follow up with those so-called coordinators, because what we're doing is service. It's not about coordinate. It's not about position. We need to get our land first before we think about position or how to come and start bragging about position. What we are trying to do is to, everybody is a coordinator. Therefore, if those people are sitting up there and blocking other people from participating and their members are paid, I think the COC and whosoever is concerned needs to work together and get rid of them so that we can set a module for what we're doing, and we have people that speak the truth and stay on the truth. So we don't know how many of us are really involved. Because you can't be calling on the radio and giving a false hope here. And playing with the lives of 6 million people, and playing with the lives of our people that are dedicated, that wants to do this thing. The director travel here and there, go back to the zoo, stake his life for nothing. And our brothers that are supporting him back in Biafra land, they are all there doing their best. And yet you cannot put a dime to support the struggle. Or you making a part and part payment when you know how you spend your money in the bars and the nightclubs. I am not happy with the way things are going right now. My joy is halfway. But all this time, I always know that Biafra must come. this is the right person that God has sent to us. And I'm calling on Biafrans all over the world. We need to wake up. We need to do this thing once and for all. We haven't even done nothing. And then we are getting tired.
Are you sure? Can I ask you a question, my dear brother? From what you have seen so far, do you think we have the stomach to sustain any battle or war for up to 3 years? From what you have seen so far? Tell me honestly.
I don't think so. I said we have Radio Biafra came back alive in 2012. And now we are all walking like a nobody wants to, at least if you want to give $50 every month, give $50 every month. So that we will know that any time we will count on you for that $50.
Exactly.
And then we can really know about it and what we need to do.
But can I ask you also again, do you think that we need to, from what you've just said now, why don't we do away with monthly dues and ask people to contribute anonymously? If you're giving us $10 a month, we know it is $10 a month. We can budget and we can count on that rather than monthly dues. Why don't we just abolish monthly dues and do away with it and say we don't want it anymore? Anybody, Ometu Ginobi, if it touches your heart, you say, I will contribute, take my name down. Every month I'll contribute $5. Why wouldn't that be better than all these monthly dues? It's I can't understand the meaning of it.
I think I'm going with you on that, Director. In such a way, we can really see the true difference. Sometimes it looks like no one and the Russians over there, the other day they said they are paying. Some of them, they will say, the next month, we know how things are difficult here. I mean, nobody does not. Everybody pays their house rent, wherever they live or their house note. Okay? There are so many people that are calling this radio. I mean, if I can start keeping tracks of them, and if everybody will bring out $10, I'm not saying $10, but give whatever you can. Stop letting people drag you, expecting people to come and babysit you. This is not a babysitting situation. This is a serious situation. People's lives are in line. The director just came back from the zoo. We know how it is in that stupid place. And then we're sitting around, marrying, and be happy that we are doing this thing. Okay, please, people, do what you're supposed to do. I think that idea is very good, the director. Maybe so you can keep a track of real people who.
We know those who are serious. We know those who are serious. We cut out all this mumbo jumbo every month. We cut it out completely. If somebody is saying, I am giving $1 every month, and that's it. Every month we can count on that. And we can then go and budget. Because right now, we don't know next month if we can feed this army or not. We don't know. Because we don't know the country that will come up tomorrow and say, this month. We don't know. But they all go to Yoruba churches and they give them money every blessed weekend. And the same Yoruba is telling them, I will not vote for you. My fear now is this. Do we have the stomach to sustain any war for 5 years? Can we sustain any battle, regardless of the losses? For 5 years, we continue not looking back. Because Ogunde and Atosim, I don't know if they have the stomach for it. I don't know if Ben Kasim, Bebikon. Did Awosa do such damage to us? Now, almost 4 out of every 5 on the Awosa Monoha. Is that what they're telling me? That there are no men anymore in amongst our ranks? That we don't have men? We don't have women? That all we have are lily-livered cowards? Is that what they're telling me? That we cannot sustain any battle? That the best thing for us is to go and be lying, to go to newspaper and plant news there. Biafra is today a member of AU. Tomorrow, Biafra is in EU. Biafra is a member of NATO. What nonsense is that? What type of people are these? I keep asking myself.
Honestly speaking, Director, I think we may have to do it that way. And then individually, people will figure out how to send in their monthly, and they will say that I'm giving this amount every
honestly
month until Biafra comes.
Simple.
I think that's a good idea.
That's the best thing to do. Running here and I fought on monthly dues. I'm getting fed up of it. I'm tired of this rubbish. If people want
every
to come to
this woman
every
will be
month.
reading all kinds of this woman has things to do in her own house. Somebody pays $10, because they know they are lying to themselves, they will not put what is it for. What that money for? That's exactly why they're doing that. It's not like they don't know what they're doing.
Amazing.
Okay?
Amazing.
Because if you pay your complete defense fund, I know every woman will boldly say that, oh, this is for the defense fund. Not just putting money like that. So we may have to reconsider what we're doing, my brother.
We may have to do so. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so thank much. You. And I thank Biafrans, all well-meaning Biafrans all over the world. I thank COC, our director, head of directorate, Mazen Wananeni, my continental rep, Gochukwu Madam. He's the one army.
He's a riot squad on his own.
Okay. These are people that we can talk about, rely on.
Of course.
Thank you all over the world. I know a lot of people. I just, and I have some women here that are real Biafrans, like Mrs. Wananeni. I have Ejiada Ibibu. I have Wanyawu. And the ladies that are behind me here that I don't even call their name, Nikelosi. A lot of all of them. I have my brother Uche. That was in dialysis, yet he paid his...
he was on dialysis.
And
he was on dialysis.
He's on dialysis. And he makes payment every time. Anytime he didn't come up with his money, he's calling me and telling me, brother, I will come. Please, there are things that are facing me, but I will make sure I pay the money. Okay?
My goodness.
And full-fledged men are going around drinking up their livers and drinking up their kidneys. And then calling in and then making noise. Director, let me get out of this one. I'm very upset right now.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Obido Bienu, one of us. Our coordinator in Los Angeles. A good man he is. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes,
it's
please.
Me?
Yes, it's you. Yes, your name and where you're calling from, please. It is you.
Director, my name is Ifan Ezan. I'm calling from Düsseldorf, Germany.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, our director, I thank you for all the for us. I understand you yesterday for the frustration, how he was frustrated yesterday.
Yes,
because you know that our people they are very difficult people, that is why, But I have a suggestion to make concern our fund,
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, please. I want to make this suggestion. Is it possible for us to make something like because I understand that so many people is listening to this our radio Biafra,
and so many people
listening, and the only less than 1% is contributing. Less than 1% is contributing in this radio Biafra. Is it possible that you can develop something like app, any app that people can pay? If you don't pay, you will not receive. If you not receive, because I know that so much people want to raise less than. So much people want to raise, but they don't want to contribute. They're waiting for something to happen before they will contribute. Is it possible for us to develop something like app, so that if you don't pay
If we do it now that way again, they will say, nah, I'm going to hang on, these people. They will say something that is good news and is gospel that should be preached freely and openly to everybody. But they don't understand that we need funding to. Now listen, I want people to listen very, very carefully. We need to move 30 men from Senegal back home. We are being very, very practical. We need to move 20 men from UAE back home into the camp. 50 in total. I want somebody to give me an estimate as to how much it will cost in flight. Getting them into the zoo, moving them to Biafra land, and how much it will cost in feeding. I want somebody to give me crude arithmetics to tell me how much it will cost. And I want the band here, don't understand. You want men to devote their life to serve you. To go and defend your land. You don't want to give them what it takes to be able to effect that. I can't understand for the life of me what that is supposed to mean. What people are telling us is, do what ISIS is doing, but how about if it is your father who is kidnapped tomorrow?
for ransom. Will you be happy? You will say that these are criminals, so I thought they came for freedom. They are now kidnapping people. But do you want Biafra to come? Yes. Do you want to be liberated from the zoo called Nigeria? Yes. There is no easy way to do it. There is only one way. We need to fight our way out of the zoo. And for you to fight, you need guns and you need bullets. So why is this thing difficult from the Bani Egota? Why is it hard on the, for them? Onyawosa, if we were armed, let me give you an example. If the people of Upureni, my village, in fact, Ibeku, if Ibeku people, our youths, we are armed back home, or there is a unit, there is a battalion that they know, do you think Awosa will carry their cattle into my village? The answer is no. They won't bring their cattle there. Very simple. Anywhere you know, why don't we hear that Awosa people are in Niger Delta destroying their crops? They can't go there because Niger Delta men is there, they're armed. Is that not correct? They know that men is armed, they can never go there. Why can't our people put one and one together to get two? They always get 8, 9, 10. Please go ahead.
Hey, Director, yeah, I understand what you're saying, you know, but you know that if we continue like this, that means to fund this thing will be very, very hard. So that's why I'm suggesting that we can develop this app. Then this app, maybe if you want to pay less, maybe you can make it something like $30 in a month. But if you want to pay less, then you go and join the meeting. You go and join Biafra meetings anywhere you are. Then you can pay less. Then they can give you code. You can use to listen to the radio Biafra. You know, because other people will not be paying, and other people is listening for free. This is not unfair. It's unfair that other people is paying and other people is listening for free. It's only less than 1% people is paying for this radio Biafra. So
not up to less than, I think, about 0.01%. Not 0.01%.
So you see, a lot of people, they are hungry to listen. Our enemy, they are listening more than us. Okay, let us do it like this. Let's say that people in Africa, people in Nigeria, they can listen to Radio Biafra for free. But we in Europe and America, especially we in Europe and America, maybe let us not talk about Asia. Let us talk about we in Europe here and America. We listen so much about Radio Biafra. So let us develop app, especially for Asia and America, for all for everybody to pay. Then you pay, they give you code to listen. Then if you don't pay, you don't listen. You don't listen. There's no how that other people will be suffering and paying and going to meeting, going to demonstration about Biafra, and other people were relaxing in their bed, in their anywhere to rest without contributing anything. All this is getting out of hand. Our people is so stupid that they cannot know when things is wrong with them. They cannot understand their left. They cannot understand their right. All of them want freedom. Everybody wants freedom. All of them are listening in secret. All of them want freedom, but nobody wants to contribute to anything. They go and hide and listen. If you come on the street and ask them, are you listening to Biafra? You say, that man is trying. Nan can is trying. But you come and contribute something, you cannot contribute something. You know? So for me, I'm suggesting that if you're not inside the meeting, it's better that you develop this app that if you don't pay, you don't listen. Unless you go, maybe you pay higher if you don't join the meeting. Then you pay less if you join the meeting. Maybe you join the meeting, you pay 10 euros a month or 15 euros a month. But if you don't join the meeting, then you can pay 30 euros a month. It's better for this thing because to calling people every time to contribute money every time on air is, I don't understand it, you know. It's shameful something that, it's shameful something that we're calling on the air every time to tell people to contribute 10 euros.
It's very, very shameful.
10 euro, 20 euro,
I don't know.
100 euro. And you're singing it like music every day. I don't understand, my director. I don't understand.
I don't either. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. A very compelling call, I'm telling you. Very, very compelling. Thank you very much. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? They cannot hear me. They're not very serious. I have a caller who happens to be on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes.
What is your name and where are you calling from, please, if you may?
Okay, Director. My name is Chijoke Wajako. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal. Please go ahead.
I'm from Imo State, Idata Akokwa.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, I appreciate you for what you have been doing in our land, in Biafra land. You are a good man.
Thank you. Thank you. My regards to that Biafran baby who is there. I can hear the voice very well. Go ahead.
Yes. You continue to be a good man in the world, because right now I am serious about the Biafra things. Before I am not serious, but our director in here in the Castanega tell me everything. Then I said, okay, now I have brought out my mind to support the Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that.
And I am volunteering myself to be one of the people that will go and fight for the Biafra.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Yes. That is wonderful. Thank you very much for that, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Director.
Yes, please.
Yeah, my name is Onyemu Wamunam. I'm calling from Mutia in Switzerland.
Thank you very much.
I'm from Amucha in Njaba local government.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for your hard working, for everything about what you are doing for Biafrans. I know how it is to handle our people. It's not so easy like that. I know how you feel yesterday. Even me, everybody is very, very upset of what our people are doing down there. I want to thank you for all your effort of hard working. Director, one thing I want to contribute is this about our people contribution, our monthly due, all that kind of things. You know, our people is very, very difficult to handle, and our people is very, very hard to contribute something about contribution. When you say now maybe some people contribute any amount they have, you cannot see anybody that will contribute. It's very, very difficult. So this one thing I want to say is about this, our monthly contribution. Let people continue contributing, and the only body who know that he have more to contribute can easily contribute like that. So we cannot say we can stop contributing our monthly due. When you say stop contributing our monthly due, it will be difficult for people to contribute. So many places here, even in, like in this Switzerland now, we have too much people like in Lausanne, but for a long time Lausanne is not existing. You see, so some places you have few people, you can even more, you have more people than any other place. So sometimes our people is very, very difficult to, and it, when you say them, maybe it's for them now to say come and take, Biafra is sharing money or Biafra is sharing something like that, you can see more people coming, you see. So sometimes I don't know, our people is very, very, I don't know, the suffering we are suffering is making our people now, they are not thinking normal. They think when you tell them about Biafra, they will be feeling like maybe you are insulting them or we don't have job. This is why you are talking about Biafra. But it's very, very shameful.
It's
very, very shameful. Even our governors, they don't, when they go there, they forget about our own effort. They think about their own pocket. That is very, very bad. When they come to Europe, they see how everything is working normal. Everything is going normal. But when they go home, they think everybody is like blind fools. They don't care for people. It's not normal life.
It is not. It is not. I believe in what you're saying. I believe in it completely.
Yeah, director, just thank you for your hard work, and I really appreciate. People, I really appreciate you. So keep on.
I have to. I have no choice. Yeah. If not, I have no choice. The caller on the line, stay where you are. I am going to the caller from Ireland. It is +35. So I know it is from Ireland. Can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. The whole world is hearing your voice this very minute, including Barack Obama. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Robert, are you talking to me now?
I am talking to you. You are the caller on the phone. I am talking to you from Ireland. Okay, go ahead.
Director, good evening. This is Charles Mba Okori from Okigwe, Imo State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, I want to say thank you so much for everything you have been doing, and I was so glad, you know, to see you back, you know, after suffering from the Biafra land, both from God Point and Attack and all the rest of them. I'm so glad to see you back and to hear your voice here in London.
Thank you.
Director, I want to say thank you so much. And listening to the news this night, Director, it was really, really, I'm really angry even more than you, because it's like, we, dear friends, we have eaten the bread of cowardness. I don't know where we are coming, where this cowardness is coming from, that two men or four men can hold the whole village for ransom, you know, they cannot do anything. I was talking to somebody last time, I said, how can you see, even youth, you go to the farm and they see one man with a cattle and some of them run away from. Why not attack the man, even use the cow and make taraka for the whole village? Nobody can do that. But we are moving on, Director. Island is in, behind you and in front of you and around you. Whatever we are doing, we are going to do it. Biafra will come. So I just want to make suggestion on this issue of the money that to raise the fund now. I don't know, Director, is it possible that maybe, because I know everybody just bringing suggestions, if we can give a cost of what it will cost to kit one soldiers, because you said there's two options. If you cannot go to Biafran land, then you have to support, you have to bring your money. Now, if you, is it possible, you bring the cost of to kit one person, a soldier, body gun, the uniform, everything. And then so maybe somebody can say, okay, I will pay for this. So maybe that this is just a suggestion. Apart from that, the monthly should remain, because what you are seeing here is that so many people, if you are not pushing them, if you are not around them to collect that 10 euro, which is that monthly dues or whatever, they cannot do it. So if you abandon that, if you say no, they will not do it. Many people will not do it. So let us leave the monthly dues alone and then think about another way that people can, you know, bring up this money, because things are very, very, you know, out of hand. So we need how to raise the money. If you can just get a calculation of what it costs to kit one person, a soldier. Since if you are not going to Biafran land to stand, to fight, this is what it will cost you to kit one soldier. Then let's see how many people that can be able to do that. If you can't, if you can pay half of it, then let's see. You know, because we need this money. I've said it before. Anyhow, we can raise this money. We need to support, we need to defend this, our land. Our people are just very, even I can say that the ministers, the preachers, the pastors at home are not doing it, because all of them, they are watching their pockets. You know, they cannot tell their members, they cannot even come out, because they have to start and show examples so that others, the members will follow them. But none of them want to do anything. God did not send Moses to lead the children of Israel by fasting and prayer. They fought war. They defeated Amalekites. They defeated the Jebusites. It's not by praying and fasting. When you talk to some people, they said, we are going to pray, and then it will come. Nothing will happen. God did not send Moses. Say, go. When you reach the Amalekites, you kneel down and pray, and then I will come and deliver you. No, they fought war. Moses said, if you didn't fight war, how can you live in that land that God promised you? You have to fight war so that when you live there, people know that the people have already tested you and know that you are strong. If you didn't fight war, you cannot be able to live in that land. So people want to see your effort, your ability, what you can do. That's how. That's why you must fight the war. Well, that's why you must lift up the gun. So it's not by praying and fighting. But people at home, we have our Biafra land is Christians. If everybody can pay 10 naira, they will have enough money from there. But people, they are not doing well, all of them. They are just minding their pots, they are minding their offerings and the tithe, everything. And people are completely paying that. And the Boko Haram or whatsoever, the outer flow, when they come, their target is the church and the pastors and the members. So when they cut off the head, if you tell the ear can listen. When they cut off the head, the ear will follow. So for them to defend that their church and their members, they have to support this movement, but they don't do anything. I don't know. So please, Director, what I'm saying is just a suggestion. If you have the people, if you can give the calculation, what it will cost, so that maybe you can get few people who can say, okay, I will kill one person. I will buy for everything about this person. That would maybe it will help us. I don't know if you are hearing me.
Loud and clear. Hello? I am paying rapturous attention to what you're saying. Loud and clear. Okay, I can hear you. Only want to interrupt you, William. I can't hear you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Please, if that is possible, it's just an option, it's just an idea. If you buy it, then you discuss about that. Then many of us maybe will see what we can do. Because both the monthly, both the defense fund, it's like you're begging people. And even here, sometimes I tell people, I'm the financial secretary. If you want me to come to your house any moment, I even make an option. 10 euro, 20 euro. say, I will write down, I printed a stamp, I will stamp each 10 euro you give me, each 20 euro you give me, to make up this defense fund. It's very hard to, for our people to do something. I don't know why. But people will come. Director, it's time that when people come, call you, ask them, have you paid your defense fund? If they say no, let them drop the phone. If somebody called you, say, have you paid your defense fund? No, drop your phone. It's not just by calling. We have to do something. They have all those money. They can do it, but just they don't want to do it. It's not that they don't have 250 or 450. They don't want to do it. So don't just talking and calling. If somebody calls, are you a member of the Biafran community where you are? If you are, yes. Have you paid a defense fund? No. Why not? Are you not working? What is your why you don't want to pay? Drop the phone. Let others, you know, talk. Listen like other people will listen. But don't make any contribution by words if you cannot contribute your cash. So we don't want that. Thank you, Director, please. I just want to say thank you so much for everything you've been doing. God bless you and bless your family. Thank you.
Thank you very much and well spoken as well. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. I have listened very passionately to what you've had to say. And the monthly dues will have to continue. I'm getting representation, even Ezemba. People from Germany are writing in saying that it must continue. If you leave it, our people will prove very, very difficult to come. They will think A will think B is doing it, B will think C is paying. And that way, nothing ever happens at all. All of you calling, please, do bear with us. Do bear with us, please. And how can I put it? The calls are too many, so you must bear with us. I will come to each and every one of you. Just remain where you are when your call is taken. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? On Radio Biafra, can you hear me? We are live and direct to the whole world. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Turn your system down. I can hear you very well. I can hear you very, very well. Turn your system down. Give us your name and where you are calling us from. We are Radio Biafra.
Hello, can you hear me?
For the last time, I can hear you. Yes, your name and where you are.
My name is Andile Ibe from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead. Malaysia have not paid their dues, which is unlike them. Malaysia has fallen from grace, rather very disgracefully, I hasten to add. What is happening in Malaysia that they can no longer pay their dues? What is happening in Malaysia?
Director, I want to thank you for all the efforts you have made. May God, Chukwuma, bless you. I just want to contribute. I'm a silent listener.
Go ahead.
I just want to contribute on the issue of these defense funds. You know, our people, they are traders. I suggest maybe every coordinators in each countries, every coordinators, if they have something like receipt, after I make the payment, they give you receipt, maybe promise them at the end of the whole program, maybe each money you contributed, they will give you percentage. Maybe they will be interested to pay the money, you know.
You think so? So the coordinators are waiting for percentage. So
there are Igbo people. Nobody want to pay money that where they have no percentage. Just tell them keep the receipt, whatever money you paid, they will give you percentage at the end of the whole thing. Oh, then they will see that they will contribute.
Oh Lord in heaven. Oh my God. Okay, so the soldiers also going to fight for us. They should ask for something before they go into battle. So,
this is Igbo man. Everybody wants what we get at the end. Whoever contribute money should keep the receipt. At the end of the whole thing, they will get 10% after the, because I sure the Biafra will come. That one is sure. Then they will have the percentage. Thank you. And God bless you.
Thank you and God bless you. I don't know what to say, to be honest. I'm speechless. Our people, I don't know how they come up with these things, honestly. But that's what makes Radio Biafra fascinating. Here we wash our dirty linen, not just in public, in the market square. I ain't saying banners, why? If we wash it in the dark, it's not clean. We come to the marketplace and wash it there. If that will make it clean, then we wash it there. We have nothing to hide. And I wouldn't do China Habama. We say everything in the public. This is Radio Biafra. Unlike any other radio station, this is the finest of them all. We are on radio 97.6 CHK, for that matter. CHK 97.6 Biafra FM.
We are on satellite. Do you want to know how many satellites we are on? On 6 satellites, including DASAT, where you get AIT, you get Radio Biafra there, if you tune to the right a bit. Do you know we are on Arab, even Arabs listen to us. We are on Arab satellite. We are on Eutelsat. We are on Amos 5, 1 and 2 as well. These are Israeli satellites. Do you know how far we have gone? Oh my goodness. They say prophets are not known where they come from. I feel sorry for our people. Ignorance is munaro. Amagihe munaro. Buying and selling, trading. Buying and selling. When you are not buying, you are selling. It is called mercantile mentality. Mercantile. Do you know that every race who's ever involved themselves in this way of thinking, buying and selling, they have always gone extinct? Every mercantile race or generation have always failed to exist after a while. Buying and selling cannot save you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? You are reaching us on Radio Biafra 1. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. The caller on Radio Biafra on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Radio Biafra on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Your name, please, and where you are.
My slave name is Suzette. I am calling from London. I am from Trinidad.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Good evening, all Biafrans around the world that is listening. Good evening.
Good evening.
I just want to contribute to let my London Biafran family know that I am going back to Trinidad, and I am also going to take up the same. I am calling to let them know that I am coming to Trinidad as well to support them with the family, with the movement that is going on.
Wonderful. When are you going? Do you know, have a date yet? Or no, not the exact date. Do you know, is it this month or next month or the month after? Do you know the month you're traveling? Do you know?
Actually, I'm traveling tomorrow.
You're traveling tomorrow to Trinidad and Tobago. Yes, have you made yourself, have you been in contact with our coordinator in Trinidad and Tobago?
I wish if he could send me his number, that would be blessed.
Wonderful, wonderful. His name is Anemena. We shall do so. If you contact the London coordinator as well, Festu Zanekwe, whom I'm sure you have regular contact with, he will also be able to give you the number in case that slips my memory because of too many calls coming in. But please, 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 Festu Zanekwe, provide our sister with the contact details of Leonard Anemene, who is our Trinidad and Tobago national. He is our national coordinator there, that our sister may go there and that this work may continue. I have been there. I have been to Trinidad. I have also been to Tobago. They are wonderful people. And we had very fruitful discussions with them and their ministers as well. I can tell you that as soon as Biafra comes, there will be direct flights from Biafra land all the way to Trinidad and Tobago. There will be no visa either. No visa.
Amen.
Anybody can come back to Biafra land. If you want to build a house, we'll give you a land to do so. For free, for nothing.
And one thing too, Director, I would like to thank Uche for what he is doing. It was a pleasure meeting him. Also, to Barrister, it was also a pleasure meeting him. May God bless you guys and your family. To Carol Monday, I actually saw her, but we never actually meet. But keep on doing the work that you guys are doing, and I believe that Biafra will come. And to those that is listening, you guys need to donate, because it have soldiers on the ground. They do not eat grass, and they can't go into battle fighting with bows and arrows. They need weapons, and they need to eat. So please, please, people, donate your money. Contribute to a worthy cause, because Biafra will soon come. And God bless you, Director, and your family. Keep
and
doing
God
what you are
too.
Doing.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. And very safe flight. We plead for Johnny Mercy at the hands of Chukwu Abiama as he guides you back to Trinidad and Tobago. You must maintain contact with us, please. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are on the face of this very planet, we are working very hard. We are telling you the truth. We don't want to embellish it. We don't want to color it. We don't want to add flavor to it. We need guns and we need bullets. As simple as that. Our soldiers are waiting
Once our bullets and our guns are available, we march. And you know what that means? Then the whole world will begin to talk about Biafra. Every blessed day, every day. You don't need to go and look for some newspaper to read about Biafra. Everybody will be talking about us. Because once we commence our march, there will be no retreat nor surrender until Biafra comes or we're all dead. One thing must happen. Chukwu Abiama is God in heaven. We are not going to stop what we are doing. We continue this very much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you. Please give me your name and where you are.
Director, my name is Maze Oluchukwu. I am calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland, thank you very much. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Men and women are listening. Please go ahead.
On behalf of the indigenous people of Biafra in Switzerland, I'm saying welcome to London, Director.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's been a long while now that I've not been calling Radio Biafra, but that does not mean I'm not listening. But because of some circumstances, you know, surrounding us here in Switzerland, sometimes we don't have much chance to call, but we keep on listening to Radio Biafra, and we keep on doing the work we are supposed to be doing in Switzerland and try to keep on, you know, evangelizing and trying to do what we're supposed to do in Switzerland.
Go ahead. Thank you. Thank
you. I listened to the news you presented today, and yesterday I was also online when you got annoyed about the stupidity of Igbo people. We are not happy at all what is happening to our people, because I can tell you, Director, that those people you see there in Biafra land and in the zoo, they are so blind. They cannot even see what is happening on the ground. It's we that outside the zoo that is seeing what is happening. I'm giving you an example. For instance, some of us, we are not so, you know, we are intelligent. We didn't school up to the higher level. But we are where we are seeing the mistake of all these leaders that claim that they went to the Oxford University, they have so many degrees. We are in our own way seeing their mistake up there. That is exactly what is happening now. We people in the Europe are seeing exactly what is happening in the zoo, but those people in the zoo are not seeing it. They are so blind. Imagine what is happening to Biafra land. There is no any corner you will not see Hausa men, including in the Catholic churches. Imagine an Hausa man being the gate man of Catholic church. When you are in the church carrying this blessed sacrament, the Hausa man is in the gate, hitting his hair on the wall, calling Allah, Alakuba. And they are all agents of Hausas. They are there with their small radio. Once their master tell them to strike, they strike. You see? So we are not happy about what is happening to our people. They are like that everywhere. In this Switzerland where we are, if I tell you the number of Biafrans, Igbo people that are in prison in Switzerland, you will not believe me.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you exactly. They are in prison everywhere in Europe. Because when you seek asylum in every European country with Nigerian, they are not going to grant you asylum because they will tell that Nigeria is not at war. We don't have you cannot even seek a political asylum. They will tell you that your country are so rich. And if you are telling them that Boko Haram are killing your people in the north, they will tell you that you have to go to the west or to the south, that Boko Haram is only in one side. So, in other words, they will not grant you asylum. And if they don't grant you asylum, how will you earn your living? They don't know you. The next thing you will do is to enter to the street and start doing what rubbish you can do. And when police caught you up, they put you in prison. So when you go to prison in this land, Switzerland, I tell you, the Nigerians you will see in those prisons are Igbo people, all of them.
That is terrible.
But when I go to evangelize in St. Gallen, I know where African shop is. I go, I call them, they are calling me Biafra. Whenever they see me, I enter there, they will say, "Mwa Biafra have come." I tried to tell them that this life you guys are living are not going to help you. Even if you make all this money you think you are making, you come back to Biafra land. When those money, your children one day, some of them can rubbish those money and go back to the same country where you have seek asylum and seek their own asylum again. How can we stop this nonsense? But they don't care. You see? Me, I have paid my own defense fund because I know it's very important. And I will tell you that all coordinators, I had someone saying that coordinators are seeking their own benefit, or even if some not all coordinators. Because in Switzerland, the coordinator of Switzerland, general, and our own European representant, Chika, those, all of them are doing what they're supposed to do. They are doing their best to try and make up that Switzerland is contributing in what we are doing. Because we know the value, we are in this land. We pay tax here. We work here, we pay tax. At times when this country are disturbing us, we have to go. They send us home, they deny us asylum. I see it, there is one party here called, they call them SVP. This party, they don't like foreigners. They try every possible to make sure that foreigners don't settle down here in Switzerland. But at times I look them, I think, these people, they know what they are doing. Because they are protecting their own land, their own country. Because some of us, when we come here, we don't want to be integrated. We carry African mentality, this Zoo mentality, we take it here and be doing all sort of rubbish which they don't want. So if Biafra can secure their land and be like Switzerland, it will be also better for us. And there is something you are saying, Director, about, yes, we don't want to double into criminality because our land is holy and Chukwu Abiyama is holy. But there is something I want to tell you, Director. Even in the Bible, we learn very long time that when we want to make example of Bible, you talk about Israelites. Whatever Israelites are doing to secure the land of God, God is always in support of them. No matter how many people they kill, as long as what they are killing is for the land of Israel to be restored, God is with them. When you talk of all these criminals we have at home, all these politicians that are selling our interests to the Hausa Fulani men, all because of contracts, all those politicians we have in Igbo land, I tell you, Director, this time is time we need to get our hands on them. When we get them, we know where they are living. We take our men to them and tell them that we need Biafra. Are you in support of Biafra or not? If you are in support of Biafra, we need your money. Give us that money. That money belongs to Biafra land. You make that money in the head of all the people in the Biafra land. Or if you don't give us Biafra, that money to restore Biafra, which even your generation will benefit, we execute you. Because what we want to restore is Biafra land, and Biafra belongs to Chukwu Abiyama.
Of course.
Whatever we are doing to make sure that we restore Biafra, God will not be against it. The question is, did you restore Biafra after all these things? That's the most important thing. I'm not happy. We have sold ourselves to Tolo. You know what is Tolo, Director?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
They don't regard us anywhere you mention Nigeria. They don't regard you as anything.
I know. I know that very well.
In Switzerland, they don't regard us anything. And our politicians are still bringing money here.
I know. It's very sad indeed. Very sad. It's an eye-opener. Thank you very much and keep on doing what you're doing in Switzerland. Keep supporting this very family. This is Radio Biafra. We are here to do one very simple thing. That thing is to restore the kingdom of God upon the face of this very earth, and that is Biafra. Anybody who wonders why we are so fanatical, because I am not a Biafran patriot. I am not patriotic about my country. I am fanatical about her survival as a viable nation and an entity under God. That is why we do what we do. This is Radio Biafra. I have another caller who happens to be on the line as well. Give us your name and where you are. We are live and direct to the entirety of humanity.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Give me your name and where you're calling us from. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Charles Bajito, the National Coordinator from Russia.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
And I got to clarify the payment we make yesterday. It's our monthly payment is our national treasurer.
So what you're saying is that Russia, you have not paid, is that correct?
Yeah, that's our monthly due we paid. So I need to call to clarify it so that our members will know what we do and the whole world know that
so,
we have.
Anyway, you paid that yesterday, so you wouldn't have gotten to Germany by now. Is that what you're saying as well?
I will already send the document to the Germany, the payment, but the issue that she don't know the reason of the payment.
Well, you need to give reason, but she has said it all the time. You give reason as to why the payment is being made. You give reason. You say this is why. Tell your treasurer that, please. Whoever is responsible for making the transfer to Germany, you specify. That makes her job a lot more easier. But now you have called to clarify. That is also accepted. Yes.
I have nothing to contribute for today's program.
Go ahead.
He gave somebody call from, I think, Malaysia or Seoul, saying that some connector needs some passage so that they will do their work. You know,
I don't think so.
Take our enemy to thinking that all contractors are here to for position or for money. The call, the what the guy said is not accepted by on behalf of all the contractors are saying that we don't need that type of call. We are here to serve Biafra.
No, you can't. You can't blame him. Some coordinators ran away with the defense fund. Have you forgotten? In Barcelona, in China, in Norway, some people ran away with the money, so you can't blame him.
I can blame him because we coordinators that working now with IPO and LRBI take the oath and agree to work with our honesty.
Okay.
So you know that the people that are working now is not people that are learning. That's, we are real.
Yeah, I know.
So you will take the correction. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you. Russia is very strong and remains with this very family. This is the very last call for this evening. We shall reconvene tomorrow, no doubt. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Ezekun Dudele. I'm calling from Nottingham.
Thank you.
Director, there are two things I want to contribute this evening. I think, first of all, I want to make comment about the issue of directors, wherever they are. We have to recognize that anybody that does a job for indigenous people of Biafra, we appreciate whatever they are doing for us.
Of course. The genuine ones.
Of course, they are the ones I'm talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
Being a coordinator is not an easy thing to do.
At all.
They pay their dues, they pay their defense fund, and they still do the work. And some coordinators, as the case may be, like the one we have in Nottingham here, have sometimes paid our monthly due from his own pocket, and when we convene for a meeting, we refund him. It's not an easy thing, and we need to share appreciation for what they're doing
to
us.
Of course we do. All the servants of Biafra, we appreciate those working hard in truth and honesty. They are everywhere, and we acknowledge them on this very platform. If not for the resoluteness they have shown, we would not have made this very phenomenal progress. Do you know how many platforms you are on? I have asked this question before, nobody can answer me. Can you point to any broadcaster in the zoo that is on radio, on satellite, and online at the same time, broadcasting at the same time? There is none.
At all.
There is none apart, not NTA, not AIT, not Radio Abuja, not Radio Nigeria. Only Radio Biafra is on radio, online, and on satellite at the same time, I said, live and direct.
Yeah.
We thank all our able coordinators all over the world, the nationals, as I call them, for this very effort, and they must continue to work very hard. The burden is on them. So sometimes they get depressed, sometimes they also get slaughtered. We understand that. But they must remain resolute. That's how you train them to become very strong.
Yeah.
We are here for the long haul. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director. Thank you very much for addressing that. Another thing I want to also commend you is this. There's a comment you made this evening. You mentioned that the coup of 1966 by Major Zogu was wrong.
A disaster. Absolute disaster.
You see, Director, you need a level, it requires a level of particular level of understanding to appreciate what you just, your comment this evening about that particular coup. For you to come on air and condemn that coup says everything about who you are and what you stand for.
Zogu was a fool. The coup is wrong. You don't go and kill the Saduana of Sokoto. You are asking for trouble. You don't do that. You are inviting the gates of hell to open. He was the spiritual leader of Muslims across the entire Sahel region. Not just Sokoto Caliphate. Across the entire Sahel region. He was a prince. A Fulani prince, for that matter, descended from the Moors. You don't kill him without adequate backup. He did not kill him to say, let us withdraw and have Biafra. He killed him that Biafra, that Nigeria may be one and stronger. That is a monumental mistake of immense proportion. And the soldier should not be dabbling in coup anyway. Your job is to fight to defend the zoo if attacked from outside, not to go and look for civilians, unarmed civilians to kill. That is cowardice in my books. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director. And finally, you know, my last comment is about our sister that rang this evening that is going traveling to Trinidad and Tobago tomorrow. I was almost close to tears when she mentioned that, you know, her slave name, you know, when she mentioned a name and said that's her slave name. I think our paper, I don't know what to say, but if someone who have been sold into slavery will come back and align themselves with Biafra, think about yourself, that call yourself a born Biafran person. What are you doing? What are we waiting for? Director, I've said several times that we should not fight a defensive war, because this is what actually made us lose that Biafran war, the first one. But our people, as soon as you touch them, they'll say, oh, now we look before again. But at the end of the day, what are you doing? Have you asked question, why did we lose that particular war? But I trust our people anyway. As soon as the Boko Haram enter Ibo land and fire one gun up, they will all drop the Bible and pick a Quran and even cram the Quran and learn it within 10 days.
I thought you said they will drop the Bible and pick up the gun to fight.
They will drop the Bible and pick Quran within weeks. They will learn it and fight everything overhead. That is how useless they are.
Oh my goodness.
You know, but in short, I don't know, but I'm very, very emotional this evening. Director, yesterday we went off air. I was running to come back home to listen to you, but when my coordinator told me that what happened, I can understand your anger and frustration. But my last word to you this evening is this. Please, do not despair. Do not feel betrayed or anything. Keep on what you're doing. Your work is being recognized and it's working, but gradually we get to the promised land. Thank you very much and have a very good night.
Thank you very much, and you too as well for your kind words. Thank you. I have another caller on Skype. I will make this definitively the last caller for the evening. Your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jim Kasuma.
Hey, what a name. What a name. Chim Kasima.
Yeah.
My goodness. It's a fantastic name. I love it. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London.
From London. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening to this Radio Biafra.
Please, I don't speak English, so I'll go for my traditional language, Igbo.
But you're speaking, if you speak Igbo now, do you think people in Calabar will hear you?
We are one Nigeria.
Will they be able to understand you when you speak Igbo?
No, they cannot understand me.
Then I want them to understand you, please. And
okay, this is my first time. Anyway, I was born in Nigeria. So this is my first time listening to your conversation with people.
Thank you.
So I become very, very interested about Biafra, to know more about Biafra. Because when I wasn't opportune to meet Biafra because I was born in 85.
Okay.
So I just want to know more about Biafra and things I can be able to contribute on my side from London.
Yes, we have a family meeting. We call it family meeting. We have a family meeting in London. Biafrans meet in London. And I would very much suggest or recommend that you join a family meeting as you continue to listen to Radio Biafra. The meeting for London will also be announced. But if you have a pen and paper, I will attempt to give you a telephone number, that of our coordinator for London. You will call him. And Festus Anekwe is a very fine young man, and he is resolute. He is very, very hardened. He's a hardcore Biafran. And I respect him so much. If you call Festus Anekwe, Festus will be able. He will be able to direct you. His number is, do you have a pen and paper? I'll give you a telephone number to call. His number is 074 240 646 43. I repeat, 074 240 646 43. His name is Festus Anekwe. Yes, call him immediately and he will tell you where you can meet the family members. And then who knows, you can become our rising star tomorrow. Chukwu Abiyama is God. That's all we can say. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm so impressed to hear from you. And I believe in future, we young guys that are growing up will be part of Biafra.
Of course.
So I hope so. And I will call Festus and then hopefully I will get back to you another time.
Please do. Please
Thank you so much. And have a nice new year. And God bless you.
And Chukwu Goziege. Ndewo. At least these are the people that after we castigate our people, some we get calls like this, and some of you as well. You say, if not for these people, at least because of you, all of you listening who are determined, those of you that pay your dues on time, those of you who support through the defense fund, those of you who are also calling that number that will never stop ringing in the USA, you know that our COC doesn't lie. That is why anything he tells me, I told him that it is easier for him to lie to me than any other person. Because anything he tells me, I have to take as the truth. Because he never lied to me before. And he will not lie to me now. So when he says this number is ringing all the time, it is ringing all the time. The number is +1 301 455 0460. One of us in Germany, Onikachukwu Ezemba, have just said, we need to launch a hotline. And I said, this is the hotline. If you want to know how to support what you can do, +1 301 455 0460. $100 is all we ask for. Only. That is all I keep saying is the last call, and they keep calling. There was a caller from, I don't know if it's Ireland or from, I inadvertently cut them off. I don't know if it's from Ireland or from Italy. I can't quite remember. If you call us back, we will be able to take your call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, I can hear you clearly.
Please give us your name and where you are, if you may. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Thank you for all the efforts you are making to see that things work out well for your people.
Thank you.
I am so grateful to all the efforts you are putting. I'm suggesting one or two things.
You've not given us your name, my dear brother, and where you're calling
me. My name is Kenneth Okuderechukwu Ude.
Okuderechukwu.
I live in London, yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, Director. Thank you so much. One, I am suggesting that your name will not be called only Director, only, but it will be titled Ezienwilo.
Thank you. You're kind. You are kind.
God bless you.
And you too. Thank you.
Secondly, regarding to the problem we're having this evening, in the issue of raising money for make sure that things work out well for us, Director, I am saying that it would be good to know exactly the amount we need.
We have said it before. We have mentioned the amount we need before, but we don't want to give it out because how long is a piece of string sometimes? We have an army. Let me just put it to you this way. We are assembling our army on the ground. The first set have commenced their training right now as we speak. We have many more joining them. How do we know where they're going to march? How do we know how many bullets they're going to discharge? How do we know how many bullets we have to give to them, each one of them? How do we know when the guns are going to break down? How do we know when to replace them? Therefore, we can never be so certain. All we do know is that initially it was $8 million we're looking for. We have contributed towards that very sum. Some people, the devil has gone inside them. One or two people, they have started to talk funny. But in the main, that is our pursuit. We have now gotten a hotline in America. The number I have just mentioned, for 1,000 people in the USA, 1,000 people in Europe, 1,000 people in Africa to contribute a minimum of $100. That will keep us going for some time. That will keep us, because we intend also to manufacture most of our ordnance by ourselves at home. So that will keep us going for a while. Then hopefully someday you people will understand the magnitude of the work, you know, needed, and then you can support far more generously. But this march doesn't stop. So if we can say to you 1 billion, we may be able to finish it if we have to march to Sokoto, because we have to be free and we have to fight to be free. Not the paying newspapers nonsense to write rubbish stories that are meaningless.
Okay, Director, because I am suggesting, if it is possible, to share this money in the ratio of, let's say, we need 8 million or whatever be the amount of money we need. We share it in the ratio of the people. I believe it would be easy that if 1,000 people can share this money, 20 pounds. Let's start with pounds. 20 pounds or whatever. 20 pounds for once. It is easy, because bunu, we break hand wooden that, as we normally used to say in our local direct. So if it is possible, let our mathematicians divide this money in a very little shape. It will be easy for one or two people, or as many as can easily grab it. People will have a mind to do that.
Okay. So we shall be able, we have done so before. We have shared it amongst countries. We have given countries what to contribute and continents what to contribute. Some people contributed, some saw the money. Some have never seen $5,000 before. They saw it and then they went mad. So we are looking for a way to make sure that those of them who are in charge of our finances from now onwards are those who have actually seen money before, who have actually made money themselves. That is why our funds are now in Germany, and also why our COC is taking a very active lead and role in that. But thank you very much for your suggestion. It's something we have taken on board, and we shall try and do so as time goes on. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. I welcome that. And also make sure you join the family meeting wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know. People keep calling. They say I should keep taking the calls. And what can I do? The very last call. Trust me. Okay. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, I'm calling from Senegal, Dakar, Senegal.
Yes. And what is your name? Turn your system down, please. Turn it down. What is your name?
Okay. My name is Okechukwu Chiehiona.
I need your proper name. You are thinking about your name. If you think about your name,
that is my name. Okechukwu Chiehiona, that is my name.
Okay, that's better.
My surname is Chiehiona.
And where do you come from?
Yeah, I come from Eastern Heartland, Imo State. Sorry.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, my brother, at least people have been telling me about this Biafra issue for a couple of years, not a couple of months. My brother, even and one of them that said that I don't think that such a thing can have this thing can be working out so fast like that. But quite unfortunate, it's almost a week I just started getting interested to know more about this thing. And in fact, based on your speech, in fact, I just got interested. You understand? It's not up to 3 or 4 days that I started listening to the Biafra radio. So my brother, I'm very, very interested to know more about these issues. And even my brother that he's staying in Antes, Greece, he's one of the family there over there. So, in fact, if we can get the freedom, the only problem Igbos have is that I don't know how to put this word, but I don't know. Problem I own when I cannot be the echo. Oh, I believe in it. Why? That is here, how many past years ago that Igbo lose all the fight. You understand? So, the only problem I get with it is just all about trust. If we can't trust each other, that I only had the cassava again, again, how to exist. About this issue, I think we will achieve something, you know. So let us get free. I'm very, very happy. In fact, my friend here was addressing me, tried to listen. I refused. But it's almost 3 days now. I started listening this thing. In fact, I'm very, very interested. You understand? And although to get a republic like that, it's not an easy, but I believe that with God, all things are possible. We can achieve everything with God.
We can, of course we can.
Yes, so with God we can achieve everything. Even in Senegal here, even the family here is very strong. But I never attend the meeting for the first time here. So at least after this speech tonight, by tomorrow I'll start looking wherever they are here in Dakar, Senegal. So I have to join the family so that they may. I would like to know more about this Biafra issue. I'm just a little boy, so I don't know much about this thing. But based on your speech, how people are started lamenting on the issues. So I've been trying to pick some words there. You understand that? Add up. So only I want to pray for the Biafran people that we will fight and we are going to win the fight at the end of the day. Despite the saboteurs within us, I came from Imo State and I know a little more about Imo State. Imo State has become a religion state. Let me just call it like that.
It's like Mecca. If I want to be Al-Hajj now, I travel to Owerri. And there they make me Al-Hajj.
I thank God that most of the Imo State there, most of the people there from Imo State, few knows the truth, and if you under within, you understand me. So but matter again, they know me because of you understand me?
Yes.
So we will fight. We are going to win the fight. Despite the crowd. When God started any fight, he wants to finish the fight and win at the end of the day. So God will bless the Biafran people wherever they are. My prayer regards to everybody. And my brother too, God will lead you through. You know, you will fight and win the fight. By the grace of God. That is my prayer for all Biafrans. Thank you very much, sir. I'm very, very happy. Some other days I will be in touch with you, Radio Biafra Live. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. You have done so well. Thank you. People are still calling us all over the place. We are telling them that we have indeed come to the end of the program. People are calling us. My goodness me. The calls are too much. This is Radio Biafra. There is no other place on this planet where you can call London and those of them in South Africa will be able to hear you on satellite. Those of them in Biafra land will be able to hear you on CHK 97.6. Those of them all over the world in Russia, in Argentina will be able to hear you online on radiobiafra.co. We are truly global and truly international. We are saving lives every blessed day. When you come to Radio Biafra, your life can never be the same again, because here, if you are indeed saved, you will become truthful. You will be a very truthful person. You will stand before your enemies and proclaim the goodness of the Lord without fear nor favor. You will become a Biafran. The blessing, the anointing, the grace of Chukwu Abiama will be upon you and your family, because then you become very special. You are no longer an ordinary person. You become an instrument of heaven to come here to fulfill the wishes of the Almighty God Chukwu Abiama, that his kingdom may come here on earth as it is in heaven. I did not make the prayer. Yeshua did. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Every day we say that very prayer. We ask for the coming of the Republic of Biafra. That is the meaning of that prayer. Any day you realize it, then you know you are indeed a child of God. This is Radio Biafra. I thank each of you. All your contributions have been magnificent. Once again, you have proven to us that indeed you are the chosen children of the Most High. That is why to us, Biafra is more than a country. To some of you, Biafra is freedom. To me, Biafra is a religion. Biafra is a philosophy. Biafra is an ideology. Biafra is a way of life. Not just the name of a country, but a way of life. That is why to all of us, it's our religion. And here on this radio station is where we worship. Because if you have a religion, you must have a place of worship. Our temple is Radio Biafra. This is where we offer praise unadulteratedly to the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. That in the end, humanity may know that he's God. His name is Chukwu Abiama, Makadega Mama. If you worship him and you call Chukwu Abiama, he will hear your prayers. That was the same language our ancestors used to worship him when he blessed them immensely. That is why where you come from, you are born engineers, carpenters, naturally. I am not a journalist, but I can sit here and proclaim the goodness of the Lord and the magnificence of Biafra to humanity. As if I went to school of journalism, but I didn't. Chukwu Abiama said it must be so. That is why this same Chukwu Abiama will bless, guide, nurture, sustain each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And from me here in London, it is quite simply, good evening. Victorious, a trumpet.